Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I Ain't Got Me No Money blues. There is the I Ain't Got Me No Woman blues. There's the I Ain't Got Me No Money and I Ain't Got No Woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues. So the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues.
Patty, you've lost 30 pounds.
And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate blues. Let me see if I can dial this number. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises, plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious piece of the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes. William Kennedy's interference in the image of John Wayne. Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. And we recall all of these events just to prove the Whataburgers and the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew Ag knew, but Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool, Watergate.
Green Acres will not be relevant, and will not
and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. Revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your room, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that make us bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Down near blown it to the bottom. Rode into power in the House on a wave of anti-Obamacare sentiment. And that is definitely what is driving what has been going on here for the past 2.5 years. They voted to repeal or dismantle Obamacare about 40 times, but now they're taking it to a whole new level, one which is risky and without a clear end game. The way the House Speaker tells us, this is not about shutting down the government.
Our goal here is to cut some time to protect the American people from Obamacare. Simple as that.
Except there is nothing simple about it. The government is set to run out of money in less than 2 weeks, September 30th. A House GOP bill to keep the government funded would also defund Obamacare.
Even one penny of Obamacare.
It's a strategy GOP grassroots spent all summer pounding rank-and-file Republicans to support.
Absolutely heard from a lot of our conservative groups over the break about defunding Obamacare.
The pressure was there. You felt it.
Oh, the pressure was absolutely there, but none of us like Obamacare.
But the Senate is run by Democrats who do like Obamacare. That's GOP leaders privately resisted defunding it on a must-pass spending bill, risking a government shutdown. But thanks to conservative pressure, Boehner could not find votes to keep government running without also stripping out health care money.
I know it's not been easy to be speaker over this caucus, but I think we've kind of lost control.
Listen, we've got a lot of diverse opinions in the caucus, and the key to any leadership job is to listen. We listened to our colleagues over the course of the last week. We have a plan that they're happy with. We're going forward.
Not all Republicans seem happy. Do you think it's a good idea?
What's the outcome? We can't let the government shut down. We can't be commodities. And we can't be general custom.
Senate Democrats argue if the government shuts down over trying to dismantle Obamacare, Republicans will get the blame.
If they think we're going to back off, they're wrong. They're on a different planet.
And they may have unlikely allies, some conservative senators.
So the only effective way to truly stop Obamacare, and I think we ought to do it, to stop it would be totally reverse it. We don't have the votes to do that.
Now, the House plans to vote this week, even as soon as tomorrow. Then it's on to the Senate, where even the Republican sponsors of this idea in the Senate, people like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, released this statement today admitting that they don't have the votes. So then, of course, the question is, what will the Senate do? They will try to pass something which just funds the government for a few months. And the other question is, what happens in the House? What we do know, by all accounts, is that this is going to be down to the wire again, probably right down to the September 30th deadline for the government to shut down.
It was 5 years ago this week that the Wall Street giant Lehman Brothers collapsed, setting in motion the worst economic downturn since the Depression. The Dow plunged 500 points the next day, and look at where it hit bottom in early 2009. Since then, though, it has made a remarkable recovery, up 139%. But we also notice this. Over those same 5 years, folks who depend on interest from bank CDs for income have seen the average return plunge from 2.5% to less than 0.25%. As Anthony mentioned, the Fed chairman warned that Washington could still wreck the economy, and the chances of that seem higher tonight. Congress is facing two deadlines in the next 3 weeks, one to fund the government, the other to increase the amount the U.S. can legally borrow. If Congress doesn't act, the government could shut down or it could default on its debts. But Republicans in the House said today that they won't pass those bills unless they can drop all of the funding for the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Major Garrett is at the White House tonight and Nancy Cordes at the Capitol. Nancy?
Well, Scott, that sets up a standoff with Democrats that is going to need to be resolved within the next 12 days. That's when the government is going to start running out of money if Congress doesn't act. Speaker Boehner was forced into the risky strategy by his right flank and made it clear today it was not his first choice.
We listened to our colleagues over the course of the last week. We have a plan that they're happy with. We're going forward.
By colleagues, he means roughly 40 Tea Party Republicans who balked at funding the government past September 30th unless the president's health care law was defunded or delayed.
And this is a devastating law that's having a devastating impact on all of our health care across the country.
Steve Scalise of Louisiana says he and other conservatives are tired of taking symbolic votes to repeal the law and wanted something with more teeth.
But you know the Senate is never going to vote for that. So is this just a recipe for a government shutdown?
Well, more and more senators are recognizing how devastating this law is.
They're on a different planet.
Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says his party, which controls the Senate, is united against defunding the president's signature achievement.
This small group of people, who even Republicans know are off the deep end on this issue, have the Republican leadership in the House so shaken and scared that that leadership's going along with this insane plan.
Senate Republicans almost unanimously oppose this plan put forward by their House counterparts. They all oppose the president's health care law, too. They just don't feel, Scott, that government funding or the economy should be put at risk because of it.
I think there's a pretty clear understanding growing every day, as evidenced by the senator from Texas a moment ago, went through all these groups out there, including labor unions, that have now turned on Obamacare because of what it means to their members. So it's increasingly established how much damage this law is doing. The question I get to the senator from Utah, I'd say, is what can we do about it? There's almost this resignation by people that, well, what can we do about this? I mean, it's already in place, and is there anything we can do? So I think there's three things that we should be able to do, and I'll summarize those fairly quickly. The first thing we should do is not continue to double and triple down on this thing. And I think that both the senator from Texas and senator from Utah grew up at the same time as I did, so they will remember something that a lot of the younger people here probably do not remember. There was a time when Coca-Cola came out with something called New Coke. It was a new Coca-Cola formula. After about 100-something years, they changed the formula of Coca-Cola, and they came out with something called New Coke. It was a disaster. Everybody hated it. In fact, they hated it because they said if we wanted to drink something that had that much, you know, that kind of sweet, there's other options on the market. We like old Coke. What did Coca-Cola do when New Coke began to flounder? They didn't say, well, we're just going to continue to make more of it. They backed away from it. They went back to the original formula. They learned from their mistake, and they didn't double down. That's the way it is in the real world. That's the way it is in our lives. And that's the way it is in the private sector, but not government, not Washington. In Washington, if something is going wrong, here they double and triple down. It's like an invitation to move forward. We shouldn't do that. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is we've got to stop this from moving forward. The implications of this law are already being felt, but the regulations around this law, the mandates in this law, the fees and the costs and the new rate increases in this law, those things, you're only going to start to feel that right now. In the next few months, you're going to really start to feel what this new law means to your life, to your business, to the place where you work. Now is the time to act. Which people ask, well, what is it? What can we do about it? Let me tell you what is probably not going to work in the short term. You're probably not going to get President Obama to sign a bill that repeals Obamacare. And you're not going to get the votes in the Senate to do that. So these repeal votes, I'll vote for every single one of them. But the problem is our chances of getting that accomplished are probably minimal so long as President Obama is the President of the United States. So truly, our last option is to stop paying for this thing. Why would we continue to pour billions and hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars into a disaster? Why would we double down with your hard-earned money on a program that's going to hurt you? And we have a chance to do that in September, because in September, in order for the government to continue to function, we have to pass something called a short-term budget. I wish it was a permanent budget, but it's supposed to be a short-term budget. And all we're saying is, in that short-term budget, fund the government, keep the lights on, pay the military, make sure Social Security checks go out. The only thing you shouldn't do is you should not fund and pay for Obamacare. The pushback we get from that, from some people, is, well, that's crazy, because that means you're willing to shut down the government over Obamacare. That's not the way I see it. The way I see it is, if we pass a budget that pays for everything except for Obamacare, and the president says he'll veto that, it is he who wants to shut down the government. It is he who is basically saying, I will shut down the government unless it pays for Obamacare. And that is an unreasonable position. it's unreasonable because this law is so bad. His own allies are coming to him and saying, please stop this from moving forward. Well, we're going to give you a chance, Mr. President, by refusing to fund it. And here's my last point. To my colleagues in the Republican Party, who I know every single one of the Senate members here in the Republican Party are against Obamacare. This is our last chance, our last best chance to do something about this. When this thing starts to kick in and starts to take root, it's going to be very difficult to undo major portions of this, despite the damage it's going to create. Now, I only speak for myself, although I think I can speak for the other two senators that have joined me here today in this effort. I want to be able to go back to Florida, no matter how this thing turns out, and say to the men and women who sent me here in 2010 that I did everything that I could to keep this from happening to you. When someone comes to me and says, I just got moved to part-time because of Obamacare, I want to be able to look them in the eye and say, I did everything I could. When someone says to me, I just lost the insurance I was happy with, I now have this new insurance plan, which I'm not that familiar with, and my doctor, who I've had for 30 years, isn't on that plan. I want to be able to say to them, I did everything I could. When someone comes to me and says, I have a pretty successful business, I've set some money aside, I was going to open a new business or grow this one, but I'm not because of Obamacare. I want to be able to say I did everything I could. And if we pass a budget in September that funds Obamacare, you did not do everything you could. You paid for this. You doubled down on it in ways that will have irreparable harm to our economy and to our country. This is our last best chance. And to those who say they're against Obamacare, I believe you. But let me tell you something. If we are not willing to draw a line in the sand on this issue, then what issue are we willing to lay a line in the sand on? If we're not willing to go to the limit on this issue, then what issue is there? Is there an issue that we are prepared to say we will not move forward because of this? Is there an issue that we are willing to do everything we can and lay it all on the line? Is there such an issue? And if it's not this one, which one is it? That's the choice before us. And I truly believe you cannot go back home and say you did everything you could to stop Obamacare if you vote for a budget that funds it.
Okay, there you have it. Yeah, I was going a little crazy with the clips, but that's the topic of the show tonight. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. This is Ron Rex live on BTR. What they're saying, shut down the government on the 30th of September. Well, shut it down. Turn it off. No problem. Then all our problems will be over. Over. You know, because that's the biggest problem we have is them. This is insane, man. Wow. I mean, this is definitely off the hook, but I think it's another scare tactic as usual. You know, that's how they play the game, the usual, the unusual, and them. But shut it down. I don't give a shit. I really don't care anymore. I just, you know, I'm sorry, folks, that, you know, depend on government supplements or whatever that is called, you know, the Social Security checks, the food stamps, your rent, your daycare, your roads, your prisons, your VA hospitals, you know, all them things they supposedly fund. Well, they're out of money. Again, ain't the first time, ain't going to be the last time. And if they close, they close. They're out of business. They're done. We have to come up with it. We have to hire a new group to control this again. I think we'll just get a hold of the CEOs at Walmart, have them run it, and let them just fuck it up some more for us. But, man, you know, wow, it's just insane. It gets worse by the day. Next crisis after next crisis, next crisis after next crisis. They're just going to keep on coming because they're swinging the hits in Washington, D.C.'s. Oldies 101. Jesus Christ. But that's, you know, that's my opinion. I mean, I don't, you know, it's just an opinion. But if that's what they're trying to pump to us now through the media, which that's what they're doing, who knows who's telling the truth? They could be laughing at us. Ha, them dumb son of bitches believe this. You know, they're crazy. We got them under our control. Let's play with their minds a little bit. Let's do that one. So, you know, it's insane. So I'm going to open up some phone lines here real quick and see how everybody's doing tonight. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Ron. Good,
how are
you
tonight?
You?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
How are you? So you enjoyed the news of today, the shutdown of the government past couple days? Are you ready for it?
I've just heard what you played, so I guess tomorrow I'll go to the grocery store and stock up on a few things just in case the world does go rampant. But I have a question. Are they saying all governmental agencies, period?
Everything, whole government, everything, done.
So that means that people won't get security checks or anything like that?
Not a thing. Nothing. Think about it. Look at the deal. Here's the deal. Here's what the play game is. Okay. One, Obamacare takes effect on the 1st of October, and we send all the way that way. Two, we put the money back in the government's hands so the government stays open for business. You see what I mean? I mean, ideological.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Deal. Mm-hmm.
Why did it come down to that? I mean, the government had to know that they were running out of money way before, 2 weeks before, because I know if my bank account is running low, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More than
but
2 weeks
remember,
before, oh my God, I can't pay something.
You got to remember, just like the one newscaster said, 5 years ago we bailed out Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers went down the tubes. You know, the biggest stock, one of the
right.
big stock banks went down the tubes. And, of course, you know, AIG, you know, Goldman Sachs are all involved within the same bed together. So there's a problem. There's still a financial problem. Since the dot-com bubble, the housing bubble, when all that shit went down, they wind up chucking a bunch of money to these rich elitist assholes and fucked the American people. That's exactly what they did. Okay, even though this money's fake and they could print it as the day is long. I know Ben Bernanke is probably running the printing presses at high speed right now, pumping that paper money, you know. But there's nothing there. The only thing else they can do is default on their money, what they owe out. They owe more out. There is no way possible we could ever come out of debt. It's impossible. Because we don't
right,
have.
We're still paying.
The job market, so you kill your. Right. You kill your job market, you kill your tax base. You know, all the people that are being forced and paying, you know, income tax can't pay it anymore, so they don't have a job. So they don't have income, you know, so they can't contribute to that fund. So, but it's so large now, it's eating itself alive. You see what I'm saying?
So
it's sucking itself into a vortex. You catch what I'm saying? They've overspent money. They're in debt with a lot of people. The people are starting to call back for their money. And if they keep talking like this is crazy shit, people are going to ask for their money. You know, the Chinese and whoever else that we owe money to, they're going, hey, man, we want our money, man, and you ain't got it. So what you got
to
give
up
for?
That's why we should stop giving all these contracts to all these foreigners and employ our people right here in the United States.
But the problem is we can't do that. You got to remember the corporations control it. They get what they want. Now they're caught in a jam, you know, but I'm telling you, it'd be down to the wire. It always is down the wire. On the 30th day of September, on a Monday, it'll all be fixed in the morning time before noon. Watch.
So the stocks are going to go down, which is good.
Well, they went up real good yesterday. They went up real nice yesterday, and that's always a good indication it's going to drop real hard.
It's going to drop really hard.
Yes, it is, because they like jack it up real quick so their buddies can go in and get theirs, get it while the getting's good. And get out of there before it does hit rock bottom again. So there's all these indications that leads to this, you know. And I've been waiting for it. I even said October was going to be the month for some bad shit to happen. You know, I predicted this a long time ago on the show and on Perry Steele's show too. I did the same thing. I said October 2013. I'm guaranteeing we're going to see some shit, and it's coming. I mean, I'm not a mind reader, and I don't preach any of that crazy shit. But it just by the crisis we've had since January this year till this point now, they've been completely insane. Every week we have a new crisis, constantly, a new shooting, a new problem with the government.
Let me ask you a question: is this a tactic to scare everyone into saying we just don't want Obamacare because no one ever wanted it when it originally was designed?
Well, it's the government telling you what to do. Again, Obamacare is exactly what it is. It's telling you this is the way it is. If you look at it, if you read Obamacare, you see a lot of things slid in there. The RFID chips in there that you should have. It's mandatory that you get one injected in you. a lot of things. I know a lot of people ain't, but you won't get health care. So if you get sick, die. Who gives a shit? They don't care no more.
But I have private insurance. What difference does it make?
No more. You won't. No. You're not going by the guidelines. So you're not going by the rules. You're breaching the contract. So you fail to comply. So you get rejected. Then also you have to think of the other part of it now. Okay. The IRS is going to be running Obamacare. Where in the hell did the IRS get involved in running a medical insurance company? Where'd that come from? But that's who's going to be running it.
I don't like the IRS.
Then you've got... Oh, exactly. They're a private company. It's a bullshit thing. They're part of Treasury. Yeah, maybe so, but the Treasury's also a company too. So is the U.S. government. It's a company. So, anyway, now you have where they can... Not only that, they're going to access your bank account. They'll have access to that. So if you don't have no money... When you sever your leg off, when you cut your leg off in a car accident, or you need life support or anything like that, if you ain't got cash at the door, you're not getting in. Unless your primary physician sent you there. Your primary physician has to send you first. How's that, Greg?
Well, that's why I have the PPO, because it's so much better than HMO.
Yes, sweetie, but I'm trying to tell you, October the 1st, that's all going to react to something different. Doesn't matter what you have. The rules will change. Okay. The rules will change. Doctors will be paid on a fee rate that the government allows them to be paid. You see what I mean?
That's probably
doctors
why
ain't going to make much money like these two.
OBGYN is retiring.
Right. A lot of doctors getting out of here. A lot of doctors.
Yeah.
It's getting hard to find them. I mean, just to find an actual family doctor now is hard to find.
Right.
I mean, I lost my family doctor. He retired, man. It took me 8 months later to find another one. You know? It's crazy. It's getting crazier by the minute. You got to remember, look at the price of fuel. You see, you got to put all the things together. You know, put the puzzle together. And that shows you it's a greed game. You know what I mean? But it's gotten so big on them, so fat and juicy, it's about to explode. It's like the hog that kept eating until it blew up. It exploded. You know the little cartoon? You know, the little pig was force-fed for so long and finally blew up like a big balloon and exploded. Well, that's what it is.
Right.
It's imploding on itself. They have fucked up so much that it's coming back to haunt them now. I mean, all these little scams and schemes and frauds they play, it's evil. You know, the old saying is, you know, if you do something wrong, you eventually be caught. There you go. They're being caught.
I just need to make sure that I have enough water to... Sustain my garden and me and my puppies.
Right. Well, see, they don't like prep people. They don't like preppers either. They don't like them people. Oh no, you're going against their corporate interests. You know, the plan here is to provide for every one of us electricity, iPhones, computers. That's all luxury. All luxury.
And
you know, like, oh no, it's a tool. Oh my God, I gotta have it.
My generator. If I have a generator.
Well, if gas ain't available, you know, that won't be good.
Well, that's what I said. I need to make sure that I have enough of that stored away somewhere.
Yeah.
One of my sheds.
Stockpile it. Well, if it shuts down on the 30th, you got a week. No, sorry, but yeah, you got a week. Okay, well, I'm going to open up some more phone lines here real quick. And so everybody up. See how everybody's doing.
Thank you for informing me.
Right.
I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Well, I'm just going by what I'm catching. I'm passing it along, really. So I'm glad you caught on.
What's up, Ron Reck?
What's happening, N2K?
How are you? How are you, Cynthia?
Excellent, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, Ron, I did some research on that Obamacare, and I think the reason why it's getting so much pushback is, and you stated that the IRS is running it, and from what I can see, it's because it's a tax-based initiative that's being disguised as health care. I heard this lady, and this is what she said. Okay, I think she's either on Medicare or Medicaid, and she's on an oxygen tank. So what happens to her in her particular case and people like her with the Obamacare, once it gets put into place, they'll get taxed on the equipment. Like the tank or whatever apparatus that they need, they get taxed on the tank and whatever, you know, apparatus that goes with that where they have to use it. So if they can't afford the tax, they don't get the oxygen. I'm just telling you what she said. Now, in terms of it being a tax-based initiative, that's why the IRS, the Department of Treasury, is running it. And that's why you see so much in the healthcare industry has just made money hand over fist. And that's why you see doctors getting out now, because they can't do the types of things that they were able to do before. So instead of their costs ballooning, what the Obamacare is going to do is it's going to flatline it. You know,
yeah,
it,
regulate the cost.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's going
right.
to flatline it so that, you know, and you know, we our whole healthcare system operates off of faith. Okay,
right.
We have faith that the doctor has taken his Hippocratic oath, and he believes in that Hippocratic oath, and then the people that work at the hospitals have faith that whatever the pharmaceutical companies are sending them in those little vials are really what it says on the label. You know, it's not like
right.
stuff goes to a hospital, they take it out and test it to confirm that it is what it, they say it is, and then they go, okay, we'll use it now that we know this is it. Basically, they get a shipment, they stack it in its proper location, and according mm-hmm. to your diagnosis, they go and get the appropriate, you know, substance or whatever, and they use it. So it's all operated off of faith from our standpoint, the general public. We're
mm-hmm.
just trusting. We're just trusting the fact that they're doing what they say that they're supposed to be doing. But hell, in
right.
the end, we don't know because we're not
right.
doctors. So we don't even really
That's
know.
Right.
So when they get the needles out and start putting stuff in us, we're just under the assumption that they're giving us what they're supposed to be giving us. When in reality, who knows what the hell they're giving us?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't have a clue.
We don't.
You know,
we don't.
I mean, they give out safety data sheets on everything now on all medications, but you never do when you're in a hospital. They never give you that. You know,
right?
We're just going to hit you, and there you go. Live with it. It'll
and
make you better. You'll feel great.
And people need to look at that symbol of the American Medical Association. Those
mm-hmm.
those two serpents intertwined on
uh-huh.
that pole that has very significant
Absolutely.
Meaning. Very significant.
So, yeah.
So not to,
yeah.
I digress, but my main point was that, and I could be wrong, it's just, that's just my understanding, is that it's a tax-based
mm-hmm.
initiative that's being put under the umbrella of healthcare, and going back to what Cynthia was saying before, when you guys were talking about, you know, the government and their budget, hell, I worked for the government for, what, 8 years back in the 80s? Man, we used to go through
uh-huh.
that all the time. We used to go through that. Oh, they haven't approved the budget. And just like you said, at the 11th hour, the budget gets approved
mm-hmm.
and business goes
right.
on as usual.
Right.
You know, but, you know, like you were saying, in terms of the financial crash, one of the things, you know, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, J.P. Morgan, they all got bailed out. And then the one
mm-hmm.
thing that you did include was under Obama, when they had to help the banks out, Bank of America,
mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo,
right.
and that was the Glasgow Steel Act that Bush had repealed that kept commercial banks separate from investment banks. When he repealed
right.
that and threw that one out, then you had commercial banks that were able to act
mm-hmm.
like investment banks, which you really don't want.
Right.
And that's how the market imploded. So when you were going to Wells Fargo and Bank of America, instead of them, they're not supposed to be involved in what they call risk capital venture type of business.
Right.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
investment banks do. So when you put your money in,
right.
you know, in Lehman Brothers and all of those, you know you run a risk of losing money. When you put your money in a commercial bank, you ain't supposed to lose nothing. it's not supposed to be gambled with. But when he repealed that Glasgow-Steele Act, it allowed all the commercial banks to go, okay, let me go over here to Lehman Brothers, let me go to Sachs, let me go to J.P. Morgan. Mm-hmm. We got all of these reserves. Go ahead, throw it in the market.
And right, then it bounced around.
And then it just blew up on us.
Right, it all got caught in a screen. It got caught in a screen.
Exactly.
Yeah, they bounced around, but much they could have covered up. And then you had AIG, the insurer, insuring these derivatives, and they ain't worth a shit. Then they got called, you know, where's our shit? You know, and they didn't have no answer. Couldn't do it.
And I know you. And I know you saw this story on what's his name, Madoff, or what's that guy's name?
Bernie Madoff, very good man. I'm proud of him.
That dude, whoo wee, man, he killed a lot of people in that derivative market.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, hey, why not? Everybody else was doing it. He just got caught.
He made a gang of cash. Yeah, he did. He did. It took a while, though. It took a while.
He was. There was a lot of them that didn't go, though. Yeah, remember in UK, a lot of them didn't go nowhere. They got bonus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you always got to have a fall guy. And he was the fall guy for the whole operation.
And then he died.
There you have it.
His straw man probably died. He's probably on the beach somewhere.
Who's probably on the beach somewhere?
Bernie.
Oh, you're talking about Madoff?
His straw man died. But his body is all around.
His buddy. Man, they got the American public's butt in such a sling. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. All these
the
countries
people,
we owe money
to. Only people that play for it is the American public. Because, Cynthia, one of the things that I wanted to say, the government is not in the business to make money. The government is in the business to spend money. That's all they do. And anytime you hear about the government appropriating money of any
sort. The only money they make is the money they take. That's where they get their money.
Right, and anytime they are talking about appropriating funds for anything, that means the taxpayers are paying for it. You, me, everybody.
Yep, the collateral will pay for it. The collateral.
I put a link in your chat room, Ron, the usdebtclock.org.
Yeah.
And it's nothing you have to read. So for everybody that's listening, I'll put it back in there again. You don't have to read anything. It's a running clock of all of the debt in the United States, and it's broken down into categories. So it'll show you the debt per household. It'll show you the national debt. It'll show you everything you want to see regarding debts and assets. It's just a big picture with running numbers.
Yeah, it keeps trucking.
It keeps moving. 24 hours a day. Up.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, man. I laugh at this. I do. I actually laugh a lot of it. I just don't care anymore. I'm not going to get all bent out of shape, worried, fear, and all that shit. They ain't getting it out of me.
Yeah, I mean, You can only do it for so long.
Yeah,
I mean, if an individual chooses to be, you know, you sit there and you worry about it, and I've gone through it myself, even at my age, and it's like, you know what, to hell with it, it's going to be what it's going to be, just, you know, let me do what I got to do, that's all I can do.
You got that, man. Yeah, I'm simply, that's why I look at it, fuck it, you know. Do whatever you're going to do. Say what I do to change it. You know, let you screw your own self, and I'm going to sit back and watch you do it. That's my philosophy of that, you know.
Right.
I'm going to sit back and watch you. And I'm enjoying the view. I really am. It gets better every day. It's like a soap opera. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, they do their own TV series. They really do their own TV series for an hour a day. And the more men would stay and watch it.
Yeah.
The day of government lives. You know,
it's
government
crazy.
Hospital. Yeah.
And the
byproduct
of all of this, and the byproduct of all of this stuff that goes on, and like you were saying, like each day is one thing after another. And the byproduct of all of this is that it's going to end up driving people crazy. Not everybody, but you're just going to have a lot of people that just cave in under the pressure. They're just not going to be able to take it. And Lord forbid they lose their job.
Oh, no, not that.
If you're struggling with a job and you lose it, oh, Lord. That's when
Yeah, that's when the Xanax ain't working no more.
No more Xanax. Yeah.
You know, the alcohol, climbed that bottle at work, that just intensified the fuel octane, you know what I mean? Brought the octane level up in your head. But yeah, man.
It's a sad state of affairs, man. It's a sad state of affairs.
I mean, I feel sorry for a lot of people.
The greed has gotten so bad in this world, you know, with just the acquisition of, not only the acquisition of wealth, but the hoarding of the resources. It's bad enough.
Exactly.
It's bad enough one person can have, you know, $500 billion. But not only do they have $500 billion, they got a monopoly on some market. Who knows what it is, but
exactly. They got
a feeding system,
feeds them, keeps it pumping. You betcha. Anyway, let me bring somebody on here real quick, man.
Okay. No
problem. What's up, cuz?
I am not cuz.
Uh
oh. Oh, it's what? Let me look. Okay, well, you was the other night.
Pardon me?
You was the other night.
What, I was cuz?
Yeah, you was playing cuz. You just took it too far, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that.
Are you situated and comfortable?
No. I'm trying to get there.
Okay. Take your time at it.
Ron,
yeah, man.
Ron, do you grow cilantro?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my fresh cilantro away. I swear to God, that's one of the best smells in the world is fresh cilantro.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Especially when you use it right after you pick it. Right out of the garden. It's right in the best at its perfection.
Man.
Guarantee it. Cool. Dill, I got dill growing. I got thyme. I got all kinds of shit going on.
Oh, let me give you a great recipe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
went to so many stores yesterday because I needed some basil like a couple of days ago when I was making my tomato soup. Nobody had basil.
Really?
And I was
like, it's like oregano during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
trying to find oregano.
Cynthia, you're in California, right?
Right.
I'm from California, born and bred. You couldn't find fresh basil?
No. I went to like four different stores and I just got teed off.
Wow.
Well, folks, I'll be right back. Hold on, I got to answer a phone call. I'll be right back.
You there, Antoinette?
Yeah, I'm here. You can't grow it, Cynthia. Hello, how are you, dear? Fine, thank you. I generally, you know, have like fresh herbs that I try to plant, but that was just one thing I didn't do during the spring. So I'm just like, you know, very upset with myself. But I found it finally because I wanted to make tomato basil soup. So
okay.
Which is so delicious. You sound tired.
I'm a little achy, but I'm all right.
Okay. Hopefully you'll feel better.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, and today I made potato cheese soup.
I wanted to ask you yesterday, Cynthia. Do you like gazpacho?
Wait, say that again?
Do you like gazpacho?
Actually, I've never had it.
Okay, gazpacho is from, it's from Spain. The reason why I said that is because I remember last night you were talking about tomato soup. And gazpacho is a cold soup. It's what they do in Spain during the
summer. You know what? I take that back. This gentleman was just telling me about that. It's a cold tomato soup.
Right, exactly. And I was wondering if you had ever tried that because you said that you like tomato soup.
No, I haven't. And
you should.
In the grocery store, this gentleman was giving me some ideas because I'm going to go on a picnic for a date, and he had mentioned that.
Yep.
But the guy I'm going out with doesn't like tomato soup, so it doesn't matter.
Make it for yourself. A little side dish. Just have a little side dish. I mean, I'm sure it won't bother him.
No, it won't, but I can't wait. I think I'm in love, you guys.
Uh-oh. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. She said picnic. That's always a sign of romance budding.
Oh, my gosh. And he sent me the cutest little text message today. So,
here we go. Here we go. She's bit.
Yeah.
Antoinette, she's bitten.
I see. Well, look, Troll of the Year put in the chat room that the Snap household, wait a minute, this went up. Okay, let me go back down to it again. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Snap households have gross income at or below 75% of the poverty guideline. So
that's
not great. Yeah, for the people that get food stamps. So,
okay.
You know, as you can see, it's really needed.
But that's,
you know,
too much. Go ahead, Cynthia. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily say people actually need them because people sell them all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they just want cash or what, because, you know, people sell food stamps all the time.
But what about the people that don't sell them and that are really trying to feed their families and, you know, plus they're working and, you know, they're working and they're also trying to pay bills, you know, pay their mortgages, rents, you know, whatever else, and put food on the table. I'm sorry, Jackie, I didn't see it. If you put it back in, honey, I will read your link.
My thing is, food stamps or the abuse of food stamps should be the least of anyone's worry.
Yeah.
You're talking about food stamps. That's, and I don't care how many millions, billions of dollars are spent on food stamps. There's trillions of dollars that are being wasted, thrown away. We hear some politician come up and say, well, there was so many trillions of dollars and we can't find it. It just, and it's too much stuff that goes on. I mean, really, is food stamps throwing the American budget out of whack? Food stamps, really? I don't think so.
Well, I say the abuse of it, like you noted, that is what's throwing everything out of whack. Because I can go to the grocery store and, I see people that are, they take two and three shopping carts. And my whole thing is, where are you putting all this food? For one.
Well, people have freezers. They have,
storing it. They're storing it. But we're talking, my whole thing is, I was just trying to bring gravity to the situation. We're talking about food. You have people who do this same thing with money. There's a huge difference. The two are diametrically opposed. You have people who do that. Imagine that person, like you said, Cynthia, with all of those shopping carts, with all of that food. Now, imagine a corporation, same scenario, with 10 times those shopping carts that are full.
What are you going to do with the nuclear waste?
And how that's affecting people's lives. And how that's affecting people's lives. And my whole point in that is that I think that sometimes we get distracted with the wrong things.
Right, but someone who's on food stamps and then they go outside and they have like a luxury car and, you know, they're carrying my boyfriend, Louis Vuitton.
Not talking about those.
I'm sorry, say that again?
What about the oil companies that receive billions of dollars in tax credits and subsidies? What about rich farmers who receive subsidies from the government?
What about the college loans that are getting are really ripping off the whole country with the college loans? That's one of the main biggest ripoffs.
The food stamp program has grown immensely since the economic collapse of 2008,
right.
And I think the total expenditure. It's grown like 70%, but I think the total expenditures are about $70 billion a year, which go right back into the economy here in the U.S., okay? Now, you have $1 trillion a year spent on defense spending, and that doesn't include the budget for Homeland Security.
Oh.
Now, including in this defense spending, I'm just going to bring up something that I bring up over and over again. Look, just take a look at the Abrams tank program. I think they make them in Lima, Ohio. Generals went to Congress and said, hey, you know, we don't really need any more of these. We've got plenty of them. We just don't need any more tanks. And the Congress voted to continue making them anyway. I understand. It seems as though that this is just something that's misdirected. When you compare $70 billion, there's probably $70 billion worth of waste in the trillion-dollar defense budget. That doesn't seem to get mentioned. And
right.
And I think this argument is pretty false. I mean, call me a pacifist. Call me pacifist Beasley, peaceful Beasley. But I'd rather feed people than bomb people. I just think it's just a better thing to do. And in the same respects, the people that want to cut food stamps and not feed people that most people are probably struggling that need them, and there's probably some waste. There's waste in all type in every single program.
Right.
Can you imagine the hell, the additional chaos and hell you'd have on the streets?
You're going to have more crime.
If people were really hungry?
Yeah, that's what I said. Look at the crime is going to go up.
Listen, that's gonna spill on over to the suburbs. Because once they clear up the ghetto and clear out all the supermarkets, next is the suburbs. So this is going to be everybody's going to be affected by it.
Yeah.
So you want
including
to take away
the farmers and everything else.
You know, it's like, oh, take away from them, but don't take away with the corporations that are making millions and billions of dollars. And, you know, they got 10, 20 cars, you know, houses in each coast and out of the country, not paying taxes, you know, while the rest are suffering. Come on. I mean, I don't justify people buying high-end clothing and spending thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars on high-end clothing when they're struggling, but I don't think that they also should have to be wearing cheap material in the sense of, you know, stuff that, I mean, you know what you should be having and what you shouldn't have. And that's what I say for the people that are struggling, that are buying, you know, the expensive stuff, but that doesn't mean that they should look like a bum in the street either.
No, they shouldn't.
I don't think that they should support outside, because a lot of these companies is what's a problem too within our communities in the inner city, is that a lot of these companies that we buy name brand, they're not even from here. All right, maybe the Nike or something like that, but when you talk about Louis Vuitton and all these Fendi and all that, those are European companies. They're getting richer and richer. We're outside of the country. Here we go again. That's all I like to say. Sorry. And good evening.
Good evening, Jay. Troll of the year. I've already warned you about the bees. As soon as Ron comes back in, you're gone.
Wait till your daddy gets home.
Jay, did you get my message today?
Jay, she was talking to you, hon. Hello?
His call must have dropped. Hello?
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 Hello? Is anybody there?
N2K?
I'm here.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, Beasley's here.
Hey, N2K. How's it going,
buddy? All right, how are you?
All right.
But, you know, the misappropriation of funds is a time-honored tradition in the United States.
Yeah.
And what they do is they get us as a general public to focus on the wrong things while the big money is moving behind us.
Well, and you see it. You're right, and there's people that are really hung on tight to this food stamp thing.
Mm-hmm.
With no consideration of how the collapse of the economy affected a lot of people.
And here's the thing.
You could take
food stamps out of the economy right now. It would not change one thing, one iota. It would change.
Well, then it'd make things worse.
But my point is, from a financial standpoint, it's not going to change the way the game's being played. And it would just be one less thing that people have as a safety net. That's all it would be. That's all it would be. One less thing. Okay? Because ain't nobody in the streets. And, you know, anytime something goes down in the streets and people figure out a way to make money off of it, they're making pennies on the dollar, man. Ain't nobody hustling no food stamps coming up.
No.
Really coming up. You ain't, no. You just getting a couple of extra dollars. Here,
they're not even really giving a couple of extra dollars because 50 cents on the dollar is the most they're going to get.
Exactly.
They're taking a little bit of loss.
Exactly. So it's a zero-sum game. You're not gaining anything if you're sitting there trying to sell your food stamp money. You're not getting anything out of that. You're better off selling drugs, to be honest. I'm saying from a market standpoint.
Oh.
I'm talking basic economics, okay? If you're trying to make money off of something, you're not going to make money off of no food stamps.
Hello, can I speak?
You're not going to make anything.
No. No, that's right. That's.
Am I all unmuted?
Yeah.
Yes, you're unmuted. Hello,
I can speak now. Hello. Why? I have a question. Why do people always be concerned about people in the grocery store with 5 or 6 baskets? Do they realize people have freezers at home sometimes?
Well, we said that, Nancy.
And then they do it and they fill it up until the next time.
Yep. People mind other people's business, but I'll tell you why. And I was gonna mention that.
Living in
Los Angeles, and I don't have a real big problem with, you know, illegal aliens like most people do. I mean, I've got some, but not that big of a deal. But when you're on a budget that week for your groceries, and you see people that you feel are getting a whole lot, you know, where you can't do it like that, and, you know, you work. I can see why people have some resentment.
I'm going to explain something. When you see people like that, it's not your business. Boy, they got a basket full of stuff unless you
go home with
them to eat with them.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Everybody's situation is different, too.
When they got a SNAP card,
okay, folks, I'm back. Let Mace talk, please.
You can be standing up with a credit card with a whole bunch of groceries, and they think you got a SNAP card, being nosy all in your business. And you turn around and show it and let them look at it. This is not a SNAP card.
Right.
So you don't know how many people, and you got more rural area people on food stamps than you got city people.
Right.
Of course you
and
do.
Listen,
and you got
I mean, if we didn't have a problem in this country, right, why would people be on food stamps?
And
let's
you got
be
those
for real.
And you got the companies that take in the food stamps. They make big money, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got these congressmen sitting up here making all this money and got the nerve to try to take the food out of somebody else's mouth.
Right. And then when they send you to work, they send you to a lower wage than minimum wage so you can pay for the food stamps that you're getting. And most of the time they try to put you in this program, and they get some money off of that.
Do you know some people only get $7 a month? And they got to pay for medication, and they get $7 a month in food stamps. Now, that's pitiful.
You can't get much with that.
Or nothing. What can you buy with $7?
Probably a loaf of bread and
some
eggs. That's about it.
A loaf of bread, some eggs.
A 12-pack of cheap beer.
Even if you was getting $200 a month, what are you going to do with that? You better stretch that out. Stretch that out heavy, $200 for 1 month.
Right,
and
buy a lot of rice, beans, and potatoes.
That's right. There was a lady that she showed it. She was a white, middle class woman, and things wasn't going well. And what she was eating was a can of green beans every day.
And then again, some of those people that's on food stamps, they've worked for all their life, and they deserve it because they don't have enough to make it on. That's the way I see it. Unless you a selfish person, that's when you wonder and you see people like that and you got a problem with it.
In the military, they have families get food stamps too. You got to think about that. People in the military are getting food stamps. That's sad.
And the fact that in the United States of America that we have to have a food stamp program.
That's a problem.
That's a complete abomination.
Exactly.
We have to have a food stamp program. That makes, if nothing else in this country, you should be able to eat. I don't give a damn if you don't work.
Well, the Congress got a food stamp.
You should be able to eat.
Got a food stamp program too.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to discuss that program because that's where the money is going.
And here's my suggestion: eliminate the food stamp program. Make sure everybody eats. Every day. Eliminate the whole program. Eliminate the scams. Eliminate all the under-the-table stuff. Eliminate everything. Just make sure everybody can eat and has food in their belly.
How would you suggest everyone ate?
I guess they would have
open a bunch of Chinese buffets. buffets. Every has one. Go in all you can eat.
Right.
That's right. So make sure you eat that food when it's early in the morning.
Think about it.
You better eat it when it's early in the morning because you might just get the leftovers from last night.
If any of you are ever fortunate enough to know somebody that owns a restaurant that does very good business, go in the back and watch the food they throw away.
That's right.
You have garbage jumpers in New York. They go into the trash can and get it and have meals.
You got dumpster divers everywhere.
Yeah, dumpster divers. Yes.
Dumpster divers.
They diving in the dumpster.
Some of them own houses.
I like dumpster diving.
And some of them are not even
dumpster
more.
Diving's fun. But
that's right. They own houses.
I love dumpster diving.
One of those big metal dumpsters was in the back of a building I lived in some years back. And I went there to open it up to throw the trash in there, and the guy was in there with the thing closed. He was already in there. I'm like, yeah, what are you doing in there?
He's looking for his dinner.
He's dumpster diving. He was dumpster diving.
Oh, man. No. Not always is there grocery in there. People throw good shit away. I'm telling you, man.
Right.
Like spring cleaning around here. They have the area of spring cleanup. You know, the
it's like another man's garbage
right
is another man's what?
Shit.
Right?
Oh yeah, well,
run. I guess they'll go back.
Weed eaters, lawnmowers, bicycles, shit.
I guess
it's all
before the SNAP program came in, they used to have cheese and
flour
and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that's what they're trying to go into.
That cheese was the shit.
The best.
Maze, you know that was the shit,
That cheese would stop you from shitting. That cheese would lock you up.
I know
months.
That, but it was good going down, man.
It was good going down. It
would
go down.
I'd have been some type of nuclear
waste.
Yeah, it was good, man. Anyway,
they used to give it out at the churches.
That's, I'm saying, man, I was government raised. I guarantee it, man. I'm not bullshitting. I was government raised.
But
beef in the can,
yes. All cheese does that if you eat it in large.
That's
pies.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I know. But that block of government cheese,
like
that block of government cheese was like 5 pounds.
You know what I'm saying? A soft
In the housing projects, people used to be online waiting for that.
The only cheese I don't like is blue cheese because it's moldy. It's molded cheese.
It sure is molded cheese.
There is no blue food.
Mm.
There's no blue food.
Right. Unless you're eating some sea animal.
Or some badass jello in the cafeteria.
He's an organic farmer. There is no blue food.
That's right.
Blueberries ain't blue, they're fucking purple. Think about it.
And they said that blueberries are poisonous, right? They said blueberries,
oh,
you gotta put them through a process. What?
Blueberries is blue food. But if in the middle, blueberries aren't blue. But you got a good point. Ding, 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 ding.
There's foods. There's almonds are poisonous.
Well, so is strychnine. It smells like almonds when you open the body up, like burnt almonds.
Wow,
go ahead.
Damn.
You want to go further in the science world? Let's go.
And so is a part of
I
apple
made
juice.
Bill Nye
a science
fellow. Punk. Eating up potatoes, it'll kill you. Eating up potatoes,
that's right.
People die from vodka. People die from poison of vodka because of potato whiskey,
right.
All right? But potatoes will kill you. They are poisonous.
Right. You gotta put it through a process, right?
No, it doesn't matter what process you put through. You still got the agent. I can't remember what it is. I know it, but I can't remember. But there's something in a potato that will actually, if you accumulate enough, it'll kill you.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah. But damn, they're good. I love taters.
If
fried,
green.
Mashed, baked. I don't care what color they are.
Oh, tater tots.
What planet they're from. Yeah, tater tots are all right. That's all, yeah.
Fried, but they are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
But they may not be good for you.
Right.
Probably not. Anything deep frying is where they say. I don't know. Remember they used to deep fry stuff in lard? You had to
right.
Some
hot
sauce
on those tater tots.
Yep, I remember
what,
lard fries quick
because it gets real hot. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They still cook with lard in some of these diners.
Uh-huh.
Do they?
Yeah, some of these places use lard for like the eggs.
What
when
is
they
it,
cook.
The soul food restaurant?
Are there
certain ones,
real?
Yeah, but even diners, like a regular diner where you go get burgers, breakfast,
right.
Things like that. Yeah, in New York, they do.
Speeds up the cooking process faster. How
right.
To eat. How to eat quicker. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Lard.
Lard and butter. Lordy lard. You betcha. But, man, you know, who knows? I mean, a lot of people lived off lard for years and did real good.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
true.
You think you clogged your arteries.
They love lard in the back store.
Look at Rush Limbaugh.
What was that?
Look
right.
At Rush Limbaugh.
They
yeah.
They do a lot. And
right, he don't go
that
nowhere.
Lard tore him up. He became an OxyContin junkie.
He looked like a lard.
Yeah, he's been eating lard for years.
A big piece of lard,
yeah,
on the damn
lard,
frying pan.
Lard, but he can handle it. He can take the punishment. OxyContin kills all the pains and toe jam and dandruff.
Oh, yeah.
He's done it. Yeah, he likes Oxy. His name's Ox. That's what we call Rush Limbaugh for sure. Hey, Ox, what's up? How's your cotton? You know, OxyContin.
Well, Ron, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think that it's going to be a day where these people that are presidents of banks and other things, if a crash comes where they're going to be standing in the food stamp line or in the soup line, as they used to say?
Well, that depends, Anson. I have to speak a little bit on that. What would happen, most people who work in banks are probably dead people. You know what I'm saying? Because when people figure this out and find out they were involved with it all and they're the reason of it, they ain't going to be happy with banks. That's my opinion. But I've seen it. I've seen middle class people crumble. I love it. The fact is, when you're trying to be something you are not, you have a very big disappointment coming ahead of you. You know what I mean? Just be a human. That's all you got to be. It doesn't matter what you have to make you who you are. You know, first off, that people do that. I have to have the new SUV. I have to have a Gucci purse. You know what I'm saying? I got to wear a pair of Reebok tennis shoes. You know, I got to have my hair cut a certain way, You know what I'm saying? Designer underwear. Designer Tampat. I mean, all that crazy shit. It's got to be name brand. If it ain't a fucking name brand, I can't have it. Oh, my God, generic sugar? Oh, no, it's got to be CNH. It's from Hawaii. That's what they told me. And I believe them, which is bullshit. But that's it. That's it. You know, it's got to be name brand product. Name brand. It can't be used. I can't handle nothing second-handed. Oh, my God, don't give me a T-shirt. Somebody work for a minute. Oh, my God, did somebody try that on? I don't want it. It's second-handed now. They put that back in the rack, them dirty bastards. But that's what it is. People do that. They worship this shit, and then they get knocked down to their fucking knees. They had no more money. So they lose their mind. Some kill their whole family off, which you've seen that a lot lately.
That happens.
Then shoot yourself. Then you find some of them just go straight to the dope and the alcohol, and they're done. Boof. Over.
Did you hear that, lady?
You made a good point. You made a real good point.
About 2 years, 3 years ago when the stuff with the real estate was happening, people was doing the foreclosures. Did you hear about that lady? I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest, that she ended up committing suicide so her family could keep the house or something like that?
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, collect the insurance.
Yeah.
No.
It was like the other day when we was driving home, me and my wife, and we seen this fire up by this creek. All right. Out here by the house. Well, not by my house, but in this area of my house. Anyway, I'd say about 4 miles away. But anyway, this guy stopped us, and today, we stopped, and he says, "Well, my truck's on fire, man." I said, "What kind of is it?" He says, "A Chevy Colorado, 2010. And I looked at my wife, and she looked at me, then we said, "Well, the fire department's on its way, blah, 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 blah." And we sit there, stop and block traffic from coming through so the fire truck can get to it. Anyway, I started looking at my wife, and said, "Wow, what a way to get out of a payment. What a place to do it out in the middle of nowhere. Where I can get a phone call before I get to it." Hard times, man. Can't make that payment, and we got to do something. Yeah.
Ron Rick?
That's me.
Is this Ron Ray? Is this the Ron Rick Show?
Oh, shit.
Yes,
hello, Michael.
It's the hood. What's going on?
Hello.
Here,
how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing all right. I'm just trying to invade the police.
All right, now behave yourself.
Are you still in the United States of America?
No, this is real life right now. I ain't on Grand Theft Auto right now.
Oh.
I have a question.
Remember what I told you, Hood?
Yeah.
Told you. Don't say nothing. Don't sign nothing, and to be all right.
I ain't signing nothing.
I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm not an attorney, and everything I say is fiction. Don't believe nothing I say.
Don't sign the ticket that you're promising to appear.
Yep. Don't answer questions.
All I do is
I can understand or answer questions. You don't have to answer any questions.
The law officials, the policy holders that you encounter, ask them for their name and billing addresses for your billing cycle so they can go through the process to be billed for your service.
I mean, I just show them the ring. I just hold the ring out the window and anybody, okay, you can go.
So
I'm good. Just show them the ring.
What, your Dakota, your Dakota ring,
well,
or your Masonic ring?
I have a
ring?
Question.
Yeah, my Dakota
I have a
ring.
Question.
Go ahead, Antoinette.
Now, for people that feel as though that there's not a need for food stamps, that, people can survive without them. Now, in this economic system that we're in right now, where jobs are not plentiful, it's hard for people to get a job,
Tell me, what do you want people to do? Do you want people to starve? Do you want to see their children starve? Do you want to see the crime rate go up? Do you want it so that when you go to the supermarket, that you have to be worried about coming out and putting the food in your cart without being held up? Or if when you go to bring the food in your house, that it's not somebody waiting to rob you? I mean, I'd rather see people have the stamps than have to worry about all of that. So for the people that disagree that people should be able to get food stamps, because I don't see where it's coming out of anybody's pocket personally, because you pay taxes regardless. So I just would
illegally.
Like for someone to give me a answer to that that is so against the food stamp programs.
Well, I must say I am against the food stamps program. I'm against Social Security. I'm against every government handout.
Social Security is a government handout?
Ron, how much does food stamps have? I mean, yearly, how much do they spend?
I don't know the actual numbers.
70 billion,
I don't know the actual numbers,
but that's almost doubled in the past 5 years.
That's too much. That's too much. The corporations can't handle that.
Listen, that was
the
a guy.
The corporation has to protect their money, so they got to make cuts.
Right. They don't want that
shit. So let's cut out the food stamp program, and Social Security seems to rob the money from that. So let's cut those two programs out. WIC, prenatal care. Everything. Everything. Just cut it all out. Forget it all.
Everything and anything.
Make sure we keep giving Walmart and all the big corporations the tax to keep them going. And
couldn't
here's the thing.
And cut the stock market.
Close the banks. Close the government down. That's what they're talking about. Let's close it. That would be great. Because, look, things would be a much better thing. What should be done, since we're such the wealthiest country on the planet, why are we suffering? Why are the people of this country suffering damn like a third world country? It's coming. The third world country is coming to your door soon.
Even
you understand? Because
the veterans are even struggling. You come back from war, you didn't get no benefits or nothing?
No. Anthony, I'm only kidding about that. Yeah, the program should continue on. But here's what. And the reason these programs are going, except Social Security, but in some instance. But anyway, but the food stamp program and public assistance, all these programs, the only reason they're working, when they have to have them, is because they've cut out the industry. The corporation has ate itself alive. It's took the jobs away from us people. The people have lost jobs because they've left the country. Because the government made it better for them, not us, the people. We the people don't get shit. But screw it, that's what we get. We don't get nothing, obviously.
There was a
we
guy
get
that
little
wrote
dab
a book. There was a guy that wrote a book recently. He came out on the Bill Maher show. He was talking about the poverty, right? And he was showing how working class families, how they basically end up, because of the circumstances, how the wages and everything with recession, they basically work, they work, but they're only able to pay the rent, and utilities. So, they had to get some type of help, right? But what the guy made a point was he was saying that he said it's worse for people that work and get help because then they want to still keep you in a certain place, like either you're not going to get the benefits. So it's almost, he said, it's almost better for you to say, not have a job to get the help, because if you have a job and get the help, you're still starving.
Well, exactly. Look at this here. Check this out, man. All right, now let me give you a little scenario. Okay, you got a job. You're working at, say, a car dealership. Okay, you're a mechanic. You're making about $12-13 an hour. All right, but you have rent. You have children and a wife. Okay, and she's working too. That's the only way you can keep the house. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Takes two of you now. But that's what they've done. They've tore the family structure apart. See what I'm saying? It's no longer a to benefit in a job. There's no really much benefit to
it's
it.
Just to maintain.
It's a fight to survive. It's a
right.
fight to survive is what it is. Because you're going to be struggling, one, to pay the bills, Two, you're struggling to keep
advance.
The fucking job
going. You're never going to advance. But you're going to stay in the same place in the same cycle.
Right, right. But it, since it has became that, since they tore the family structure apart, and all these
right.
kids are going straight crazy, and they're putting them on dope to calm them down, and they're
right.
letting the fucking TVs and video games babysit them,
right.
now you got to
right,
collapse.
Right.
Now you got to collapse.
Can, then you, then you got to work, and work just to survive,
right.
so you have no time to get political
right.
or even, you know, get into
sick.
These type of dialogues.
You ain't got time. You ain't got fucking time.
Right.
You ain't got time
right.
for shit. You ain't got time to go
and
fishing
this is,
with your buddies,
this goes
drinking
for those people that
night.
Complain or that talk about, oh, but why you, you know, then what do you want, you know, them to do or why, you know, pour this, pour that. You know, people say, oh, but people are lazy. I said, listen, you know, not everybody's situation is the same. And for the most part, the majority of the people that maybe can't do something can't do nothing because of the way the structure is.
Right.
I mean, you know, you would have to really dedicate some time and take away from your family
okay.
and your job.
But here's another sad part. Now you got this Obamacare kicking in. You got these people on, you know, Social Security that need it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They deserve it. They paid for it. They should get it. But they don't give
they
them enough
They want to close the Fed.
They don't.
What do you think about that?
I know that, and I'm all for it, but here's what I'm saying. The thing of it is, the people on Social Security only get a allotment of a little bit of chicken feed for fucking money. They don't have
right.
nothing for luxury. Nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They pay their rent. They pay their doctors off. And, you know, they pay for prescriptions. They don't have enough. Most time, they don't have enough money even to live on. There's old people that are on Social Security that are fucking starving to death. Meals
right.
on Wheels programs get cut all
right.
the time. You know, that little
That's
gig,
in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's in my neighborhood.
Right.
You got
but
people
it's coming
that
to
can't
an end, bro.
Afford, right.
They're losing their
And
funding.
It's not because
they're
lazy.
Funding.
They're seniors. They're seniors. They can't work. They can't
they
work.
Can't
so what,
they,
what do you tell an old person that
can't
work?
Can't work
you know?
Shut-ins also. They can't get around. They can't
there
go down
go.
To the restaurant.
Right.
Right. So what do you want
people
them to do
about
that? They don't give a fuck how old you is. You're going to work, motherfucker.
No, and if you can't work, you're as disposable.
If you work, then you retire. And
right.
You get Social Security. Or
where do
your,
they make people work
your,
for food stamps?
You shouldn't have to work anymore.
Right.
Right, Mace.
It's called
right, Mace,
work
honey, what I'm saying is they don't give you enough. They don't give enough people
That's
enough money. You know, I mean,
work
it's hard.
For your fare to get to work. Huh? Isn't that so?
Everybody agrees here. You should bring this conversation to one of those conservative rooms or have them come here. Then it would get popping. Everybody here is of the same accord.
No, you're
right.
hung up on.
Right, because they don't agree. And they'll tell you that it's the poor, is people that are lazy, the poor, they want to get racist. You know, and so it starts knocking on their door. I think that they're going to always think like that. And so, again, it starts
Oh, don't worry.
Them.
It will come to them. It
you
will
know?
Come. And that's
it,
the best
it,
part
it,
of
it,
bro.
I'm sure it has come to many people that once thought like that.
Right. And you know what? I see
it has come to many people that once thought like that.
I mean, you see people that are coming out and they're out there, you know, protesting. I mean, they're out there, you know, pissed off. They used to work, and now they see that the government it changed on them, too. You know, that
well,
this is not a, you know.
The economy, yeah. The economy, you know, people say, people talk about when is the collapse going to come, when the collapse already happened.
It already did, right,
The collapse already happened. They're holding it together now by printing money and bullshit.
They're covering it up.
Bubble.
Right,
they
exactly.
Bubble
and that'll go for as long as it can go.
Right.
Yeah, that bubble. Yeah, the bubble's about to burst. You already have one bubble
That's
burst.
What I'm saying. It's running out of time. It's
they just
out.
This guy was talking, an economist was talking from Congress and saying, he says, we can't be keep on printing up money, getting into debt.
You can't.
He said it.
What they're waiting on is the money changeover. The money's yes. going to change over. That's all we're waiting
but they
on.
They can't keep
What are you thinking, Amero or what? Or you mean the, what do you mean?
They're
oh,
trying
credit.
To get rid of, they're trying to get rid of the euro.
So you're thinking about
a euro or Amero. It's going to be some type of new shit.
So what are you saying,
N2K,
like the credit card chip system is what you're talking about?
No,
Bitcoin.
Changing
the
currency.
Bitcoin. The Bitcoin.
You're right. Well, we was talking about that Bitcoin.
That
you see, you check
all.
That out?
They'll control it all then, you bet you. They'll control everything then.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like you guys,
and they
could
do more corruption.
Like you guys were saying, the money system already collapsed. And what they did
right.
was they collapsed it in Europe first. That was about two.
Like
that
Greece.
We're going about 2-3 years now.
Greece, they
came out with that term austerity, which is a time-honored term. What they did was they started with Greece. They moved all the way through Europe, and before Germany got its new female chancellor, they were debating because it was about 3 or 4 nations that were trying to pull out of the European Union and go back to their currency. They were able to get loans, and then right before the United States decided to crash its market in Europe, where they do those world credit rankings, the United States had went from a 5 to like a 3, and then
they lost their triple credit. They down to double A.
Right, and then we just imploded our financial market. Now China owns, I think China's the second largest holder in capital reserves in the United States. I'm not sure who's number one, but I think China is number two.
China holds more treasury notes than anybody else. They're the
okay.
They're
that,
the
well, then that makes them number one.
Yeah, they have billions. They got each note is a billion.
Right.
They've got quite a bit. They got trillions.
Anytime China says, okay, you put in a call, and this is worse than the commodities market. A call, a put. You call a margin call. Okay, I want my money. Now they haven't done that yet because we're tied in with China in this whole manufacturing, export, import deal that's going on. So we're tied with them. They don't. They're not going to put
in
a margin call.
They would cut their own throat if they did it.
Exactly.
They're in a precarious position.
They're too invested in the United States, so they can't do a margin call on the United States. They got to ride it out. So what the United States did was implode its own market, and what they're working on is an exchange to try to get this dollar converted into something else. I can't speculate on what that is. I'm not really sure. But it's going to come either out of Asia, and I believe it's going to come out of Asia, the new currency. That's just what I
think.
It'll be world currency.
They can just devalue the hell out of the dollar.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When the euro came into Europe, they damaged those countries because a lot of those countries didn't want to form the European Union there. I'm talking about individual companies, countries like Holland or something like that, Netherlands and certain places. And what it did, again, it messed up a lot of that just for them to get to try to compete with America. They actually damaged their own country. And it was good for the ones that had money, but now it's, again, like what you were saying, it's kind of imploding. And now you're seeing, you know, the effects of that, and then also the effects of America, you know, as much as our dollar did get affected, you know, what happens here does affect the world, you know, and you can see all that just collapsing, you know. And even the pound, I can't believe the pound is not, it used to be 2-2-2-2-1. I remember I went out there in 2000, and it was $2 to 1 pound. Now it's 150 or 135, $1.35 to a pound.
Let me ask you guys a question. Why did England, the UK, not get out of their currency, sterling, the pound, and join the European Union? Why do they have a separate currency?
That's really good. That's deep.
Because everyone else in all of these other countries use the euro and have got rid of
that's
the currency.
That's right. They wanted that control.
The reason why is because their reserves are secured, so they don't have to worry about that. So if there's a situation where the currency gets flipped and it gets changed into, we can just give it a generic name because it doesn't matter. What we have to understand as small people, when you see these economies collapsing around the world, trust me, the people at the top of the pyramid,
they already know.
So they're already
protected their assets and their wealth.
Right. But, so they're already putting their stuff in a safe haven. It's gold, like if you go back,
they have theirs in metals. They have things in different metals. That's what gets their value to them. Our money don't have anything with other different type of metals. It's just paper.
Go back to what happened during the Depression.
That's backed up by metals. Every currency that's out right now, even I think the Swiss franc, every currency is a fiat currency.
I don't think that
they will make a new currency. They don't need to make a new currency.
They don't need to change the dollar to something else.
The dollar, you know, is more than likely not going to disappear. What can happen and what is almost assured to happen, and if you ever listen to me talk, I always say no one has a crystal ball, and no one can accurately predict the future. But what you will see is a major devaluation of the purchasing power of the dollar.
Nobody's saying the dollar is going to disappear. Go back to some saying that.
Some are saying
No, it's not going to disappear. No.
It's going to not purchase as much.
How much does milk cost? Milk is like $3 or $4. I guess if the dollar loses face value,
you cannot check into a major hotel with cash. You cannot check into a major hotel with cash money. You have to have a credit card.
Here's the point I was trying to make. If you go back to the Depression, look at what happened in the economy. Now, there was a trick that was played on the American public, and this was done through J.P. Morgan and all of those particular financial institutions. And what they did was they purposely imploded the market, and what they did was they had spread rumors about what was happening in the economy. The general public panicked, and what they did was they created what's called a run on the bank. And what happened is that at that time, if you were trading in commodities, there were no regulations. Now, I did commodities trading. So what that meant was that if you put your money in the wheat, if you put your money in the gold, if you put your money in the whatever it was, commodity-wise, cotton, anything like that on the stock market, there's what you have called calls and puts. Calls means that you're betting on the price to go up. A put means that you're betting on the price to go down. Well, they didn't have that then. So if you put your money into it, and then when they had people running to pull their money out of the bank, what the major stockholders did was that they pulled their money out of what they had their shares in, which further perpetuated the collapse. People wanted their money. They killed the market, and once the market hit rock bottom, they bought back into the market, say that you had shares that cost you $1.50. That's my point. Say you had shares that were $1.50. Okay, $1.50 a share. You cashed in, if you're J.P. Morgan, and you sat there and waited because you knew people were running on the bank. The banks didn't have the money to cover. The banks had to go. They were falling back, and then they had to borrow money to make sure that everybody got their money. They didn't have the money to borrow. When the market crashed, those same people who had those $1.50 shares were able to buy back in for 10 cents on the dollar. Not only did they make money pulling out, they were able to monopolize the market, getting right back in.
That's what you seen yesterday at the market.
That's my point. I'm telling you, it's going to drop like a rock.
I'm waiting.
Can I just make this announcement real quick?
Go ahead, sweetheart.
We have 16 minutes left, y'all, before we go into overtime. Please call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813, and I'll put the number in the chat room for you.
so that you can either continue to listen to the conversation or that you can be a part of the conversation. And thank you, and I'm putting it in the chat room for you now.
Greetings.
And the reason
Hello,
I brought
Sister
that up
Agonia.
Is... Oh,
hey, how's everybody?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been dying to jump in. I didn't know if I was unmuted or not. Did
not
you
dying,
all know,
just wanted to.
Well, N2K, what you just got done saying is that basically they're looting all the nations, right?
Exactly.
And they're buying, the people that have the big money are buying up real property with cash now because of what you just explained they did. But I just wanted to say this about the food stamps because I was listening to that dialogue. Did y'all know J.P. Morgan is running the food stamp program?
I heard you say that before. I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, he wouldn't
better.
Be in it if there wasn't no profit in it.
Exactly.
How are they running the food stamp program?
And somebody
better,
said something
not,
in the chat room about
like
Africans, people living on $2 a day. Well, first of all, the lifestyle in Africa is extremely different than it is here. Those people are not eating chemicals. They're still eating food. You know, Bill Gates is doing his best to try to stop that by sending Monsanto Terminator seeds all over the place, but for the most part, they're still eating food. Things don't last long in Africa. You know, like here we have apples and tomatoes and things that, you know, like Antoinette, you were saying you had some kind of potato or sweet potato, something that set on your, that you kept for a long, long time. It didn't break down.
Oh, well, almost 2 years that thing sat there.
Well, in Africa, things don't last long
before
eating natural
before
food. And they're cooking from scratch like our grandmothers used to. I mean, when you eat a cabbage roll in Africa, it's made from scratch. They roll the dough, everything's made from scratch. So you see, we get these ideas about you know, certain things that because we get stereotype ideas from, you know, from television and from different things. So $2 a day in Africa, like when I had a three-bedroom house there, cost $166 a month. Nice, with parquet floors, very, very nice, okay? And that water bill was $8. So when you talk about $2 a day, a lot of people over there, working people, are struggling. Yes, that's true, but... you know, and there's people that are very hungry. There used to be people that come to my gate begging for food. But there's people in America that are starving. And I also saw in the chat room a question, tell me who starved to death in America. Well, out of sight, out of mind. That's why they have food stamps, because they don't want a revolution. Secondly, there are people who freeze to death in America because they can't afford to pay their heating bill in the winter. There was a woman in Indianapolis that froze to death, an elderly woman, because she couldn't pay her heating bill.
All right.
So,
I looked up you're saying J.P. Morgan runs the food stamp program. I didn't understand that because that's a program of the federal government, but what J.P. Morgan?
No. I sent the links to Ron and to Antoinette before I spoke. I sent the links. But you said you looked up.
Well, I don't know, but let's just see what this says. It says J.P. Morgan has been contracted to provide the debit cards in 26 states, and that they're paying for each case that it handles.
Like N2K said, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
And during the Depression under FDR, FDR taxed all
the
richest
people.
I'm sorry?
It's not exactly the same thing as running
yes, it
the
is.
Program.
Yes,
it
is.
Yes, it is. And
it
under
is.
The Great Depression.
The reason why that is because it used to be paper, and they went to plastic. It's just like
the debit
make
cards.
A credit card.
So
debit,
the debit
I don't think J.P. Morgan has anything to do with the food stamp program, and he is not making a bucket of profit. I'm sorry.
No,
you're very mistaken.
It says for each case that's handled, the more people that go on food stamps, the more profit J.P. Morgan makes.
Yes,
and not only that, people that you call up,
because
in many
the
cases,
processor. They are the merchant service. They are the merchant service.
They're the merchant. They're the merchant.
Right, I got you. I understand.
Merchant
you're
service,
talking
right.
The
market out, though. They're flooding the market out.
They're not running the program. They're administering the money. So that's a little,
tiny bit different.
A little tiny different, but your point's well taken. They make money off of it. Yeah.
Right. They're making money off
it. A whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no little bit of money.
They're making trillions
of dollars. Not with all the people that are on food stamps and all the people that have the cards, no.
That's a whole lot of money.
And
Beasley, when you're talking about producing the card, you're the distributor now.
They're
the go-between. Well, we all know the banks and the governor are in bed anyway.
Yes,
thank you.
Go ahead, Anthony.
We all know the banks and the
governor
in bed
anyway.
Excuse
me, can you unmute Jackie, please?
Uh-oh. She hates
food stamps. She said get her on hold.
She hates hungry people. I asked her for a sandwich, and she told me, fuck off, Beasley.
She said you had her on hold the whole show.
Y'all remember when the government was paying $1,500 for toilet seats? You remember that?
Yeah, right, that abuse, right. We brought that up. We did the defense. Yeah, exactly. They do child support debit cards, too.
Huh?
They do child support debit cards, too.
They sure do. That's why people get them mixed up with it.
Any way to transfer money where they can make a fee.
Right.
They
get right in the middle of it.
Now when you go to the... When you go to certain places, you pay cash, you pay less. You use the card, you pay more.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's the credit price. Credit price versus cash price.
Also,
well,
China has a $47 trillion lien on the Federal Reserve.
Okay, but I got an example for you, a real-life example. Me, the victim. Me, Ron Reck, the victim. I used to have a credit card machine in my business, all right? We used to take people's credit cards, right? Okay, no problem. Then I found out they charged me $1.50 fee every time we swipe the card for processing fee. Plus, I paid them out. Now, what I understood under the terms was $35 a month for the service and 2% of the sale. Okay, I can live with that. I didn't know nothing about a $1.50 processing charge. Then they had access to my business account also, okay, which they were taking money out, causing my checks to bounce, and then put it back in so they could be covered, and they picked up all these fees, and then I would never know what was happening. But my accountant caught it. You know what I mean? They did. They tried to pull.
Now,
I'm in court with these bastards now. I've been fighting for 3 years.
And Ron, do you know that they're doing the same program to people who work at McDonald's now? They're being paid with debit cards. They have the same kind
of
processing.
Right. Yep.
They're charging them money for each transaction. They're charging them something
Walmart.
Like $12 checks. They lose their card.
She had quit from McDonald's. Yep. She didn't work there because it was taking too much interest out of her just getting her debit card and doing all that. She said, fuck that, I quit.
Wow.
That's right.
Let me read
you remember
guys
when
this.
The bank was going to charge the people for $5 for using their debit card, and everybody started taking their money out of the bank, and then they went back and changed it?
And banks try everything.
That's
what
happened.
Banks try everything.
Well,
let me read this to you. Here's the ultimate insult with this J.P. Morgan thing and the food stamp program. I can't believe I'm reading this. Now, J.P. Morgan, apparently, they set up their customer service food stamp call center, so I guess when people are having problems, which is probably a big, huge thing, a lot of people, they set up the call center in India. If that's not the craziest shit in the world.
Well, yeah.
People are on food stamps because they're
unemployed or underemployed.
But they're giving a job to India.
That is so crazy.
How much, look, it's
that
more
is
shit
so,
than I'm looking
that is
so, austerity. But see, the thing about the United States is they're crooked. In Europe, everybody knows about
the
their austerity programs, but here they play word games. And the reason why they're putting out that they want people to work that are receiving food stamps, that's to stir up the conservatives, the haters, and instead of saying they're going to do austerity, what it is, there's no jobs for them to work. What it is that's just a way for them to have an excuse to cut them off.
Right.
Instead of calling it austerity, instead of saying we're cutting the food stamp program, which they've already done, they're already doing, now they're going to cut it more, and they're going to have a backdoor excuse to cut them off, and nobody won't know what's going on.
But you got to keep in mind, I don't approve of cutting it off, not with the defense spending and all the other spending way it is, but you got to keep in mind that the number of people and the dollar amount of food stamp benefits have grown 70% in the past 5 years.
That's peanuts from what they done bailed out Chrysler.
That's part of the reason why they should take
some of that money and investigate the cases that they need to investigate.
Let me
tell
you something.
That's why they won't.
They know.
Right, let me throw something else in the ring for you.
And doctors, that's congressmen and all of the mess that we see. That's why they won't do no investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, corporate interest ain't going to look at it. Look, here, let me throw this little thing in the ring for you. Really get you. I got something to really blow your mind.
Ron,
I'm talking about.
Ron, 6 minutes.
Yeah. All right, 6 minutes, call in, folks. You're going to miss it. See, here's what I got to say. Everybody's not even looking at this. They're not even looking, but it's happening bad, bad, bad. The Department of Agriculture, farmers, talk about the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They're dropping off like flies. People are quitting. They're quitting the game. The big corporation farms, the big processors are fucking them off. And it's going to kill
running
all
them
the
out of business.
Farmers.
Yeah, more regulations,
right. So
higher taxes.
We're going to have a food shortage. Get it? More people, ain't enough growers to grow the product.
Ron,
there's
Ron,
already
a shortage, Ron. Qualify that, Ron. It's a design food shortage. It's by design.
But it's already the Roosh has been talking about that for 2 years. They have warehouses where they store canned goods and, you know, things like that. And he's been saying that for 2 years. There was already a food shortage. And don't forget about the droughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A food shortage.
But
they're
going to
bring it somewhere
here's
else and bring it in here for the people to purchase it.
Because
they already doing it.
Let's
see where it came from. Next time you
the
eat
the hamburger
lettuce,
you eat,
look and see where it
the
came
steak
from.
You chewed on, the pork chop you eat, bacon less than tomato sandwich you love, and all the things
you're
going to go away.
You're going to be eating. You're going to be eating
the,
MREs.
The problem with farmers, because I farm myself. I know how the game's played. I know how this works. And what I'm saying is they have dropped the value. A farmer sells something to market cheap, real cheap. And now what's happening is they're selling it so cheap to be able to be competing in it, that they're losing their asses in it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? They're not getting back what they've invested in their stock. You know, their livestock, their wheat, grain, whatever they grow, or if they grow everything. But that's where they're losing it, right there in the market. That's where they're squeezing them, right there in the markets. Because I guarantee it, if you sell a cow at a sell barn, and that cow brings $700-$800, that's great. But you know what? When you cut that son of a bitch up, by the time it hits the grocery store itself, it's over $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of profit. You see what I mean?
And that's because the commercialized farmers are able to produce more, so they can drive the price down. It's basic
supply-demand
economics.
That's right.
It's real basic.
Right, right. Exactly. But it's
so only the rich will eat
the
steaks. Only the rich will eat steaks and lobsters, and we'll be eating MREs. We'll be eating like Russia, like in Moscow in 1989.
They said 10 million people starved to death after when Russia collapsed in 1989.
Do you remember that? But they had a McDonald's that opened up that year or something like that. You remember that?
They don't like
to talk about Russia, Mr. Rangonian.
I
remember seeing the pictures of people standing in line in Russia, and it'd be like a guy with a side of beef and a big-ass meat cleaver.
Right.
I remember they had a title where one lady, I can't speak Russian, but they had a subtitle on the news where she was saying, I worked all my life, it don't mean S-H-I-T. And Social Security, say that's a handout. Social Security, all their life, when they work, they take money out of your supposedly paycheck, pay into Social Security. That's not a handout.
Right.
You have to pay money into Social Security.
I wonder how the people that
used
to have food lines, when the country went broke the last time and they had food lines, a whole lot of people survived that.
There was people that died and starved to death during the Great Depression. They just don't
talk
about
it.
Yeah, people's quality
of life. I'm sorry, Maze, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine how bad it was then? People's quality of life went real down.
I said a lot of people survived.
Hold on, Beasley.
A lot of people survived the Depression, didn't they?
Well, yeah, that's because it was still an agricultural society, and people were already poor, living on their farmland. They had their chickens, and they grew their gardens,
right.
And a lot of them didn't even know there was a depression. But there were also people that starved to death.
Well,
I
guess the only people that are going to survive are going to be the Amish, because they still live like they used to live.
Well, the Amish are under attack right now by the government.
Yes, they are.
They're under attack right now. Yeah, because the Amish is the only culture in the United States that has never gotten involved with the federal government.
They have maintained a lifestyle and a culture that is completely separate while living in the United States from all the trappings of the minutiae of government, paperwork, regulations, and that's why they live such an austere life, so that when these changes take place, they're not going to have to make any adjustment whatsoever. None. They don't have
well,
to
well, maybe
anything.
The government, like you said, is attacking them for selling their
right.
whole milk.
Right.
And did you know the food went out there after they? One of their neighbors reported that they had a deer or something that was hurt, and they were nursing it back to health. And somebody reported them, and they came out there with a SWAT team and found. And then they took the deer and killed it.
Oh
right.
no!
Right.
Yeah, there was a report on the news about that.
And on top of that, Sister Ngonya, did you hear that they've come out with a new show called Amish Gangsters?
No,
oh, yeah,
I don't like
the funny one.
To further vilify and to put public light on the whole Amish culture in a negative light.
Well,
to
it's about control for not only the Amish but for all of us. When you're giving people
exactly.
$5,000 fines for growing food in their yard in
right.
Georgia and in Michigan, and you're giving people fines for catching rainwater, oh, that's serious control they want.
Yeah,
they want to control
yeah.
every move you make.
If they could regulate the sun, they would charge
right.
you for it. They just
right.
haven't figured it out yet.
Right.
Well, they can regulate our brainwaves.
Well, when they can cash in on the solar panels, they will get off of that, too.
Well, when if they
yeah,
go
well,
green, like a lot of people, they put this green movement out here. That's under the UN Declaration Agenda 21, because, you see, there has to be a certain amount of energy versus population density in order for a population to increase and maintain itself. I mean, if you go back in history, like they said, when people started using fire, the population increased, and then it hit a ceiling. Then when they discovered coal, it increased again. Then it hit a plateau and went down. Then when they discovered oil, it went up again. And so if they take away the energy source and only use windmills, you can't have industrialization. You can't maintain 8 billion people, which we know that they don't want to maintain. They want to kill us off. We know that.
Right, right. And does everybody know that the UN was actually created by the United States?
Mm. I do. They even donated the land that the place is sitting on. Rockefeller donated
that
land.
Where's the headquarters of the UN? Trivia question.
New York.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on Rockefeller land.
There you
have it. Do you know how many New Yorkers get inconvenience every time they have meetings there? How many?
I heard
people
talk about it a little bit.
It doesn't matter what it is, whether you live in that neighborhood or you work there, you will be inconvenienced at any time.
I've been praying for 15 years that people would wake up and walk out of the United Nations, because it's a big farce anyway, always has been.
Oh, another thing. Let's talk about the diplomats and the diplomatic immunity they get when they're here, and all the special privileges while living here and while staying here.
Oh,
yeah.
They can murder and they can't be tried.
You're talking about diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, they can murder somebody and they can't be prosecuted.
And before we had a black president.
You
what's
still don't
terrible?
Have one. What are you talking about, N2K?
Wait,
black,
okay.
honey.
I'm being facetious, but bear
okay.
with me. Before there was a so-called black president.
If there's a
the
black
United
president,
States.
There's a black president, and just call it a day. That's what it
okay.
is.
Okay, all right. Who's the head of the UN that was before Barack?
Kofi Annan.
Wasn't it a black man? It was a black
it
man.
It was Kofi Annan, and do you know he helped push
and
those...
he was an African man, so... Have y'all ever been
do you
here?
Know he helped... He's from Ghana. And do you know he helped assist getting those seeds from Bill Gates, these Monsanto seeds all throughout Africa? There's an article on globalresearch.canada where he was all up in that.
Why the implementation of white supremacy doesn't have a skin color. It's about privilege
That's why, yes, that's right. And I met a man personally, a businessman, very wealthy businessman when I was in Ghana, who was doing a deal with Del Monte planting, what you call it, genetically modified pineapples.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, I love
pineapples.
Even the pineapples?
Darn. Yes.
I'm leery of anything that says when it comes to fruit that is seedless.
Kiss it and bless it and eat it, all I got to say.
I do, too. I just pray over it and go ahead on.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
That's
people
all
talk about
do,
organic
sister.
Food. That's a lie. Ain't no organic food because you all the plants, unless they're covered with some kind of covering, because the chemtrails is affecting the whole land. It's got aluminum in it. It's got all kind of bio in it.
Does that have to be from chemtrails? Can't that just be from just
mercury
pollution?
Don't leave out mercury.
Yeah, well, I said it's in the soil.
Yeah, it's pollution, but it's not even in
the soil.
Well,
that's what I meant.
That's right.
It could be falling from the air with there not necessarily being any chemtrails just because it's in the atmosphere.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you
think
about all the pollution.
No, natural pollution in general.
So you
but
could go
point
with natural
is,
pollution.
But the point is, it is falling from chemtrails. If you go on carnicom.com, it's been
oh,
up there
God
for
darn it, all
10 years.
Websites. I just can't believe everything I read on
but
this
excuse
website.
Me, have done, they have had, what do you call it, laboratories do tests, and they have some kind of fibers in the air, blood cells, aluminum, barium.
Mercury, manganese.
Sister Gomez, with all due respect, I like
yes,
you, and I respect you, and I respect your knowledge.
Tunnel?
I want to ask you a question, though. And
yes,
I want to
sir.
Ask you a question. And I respect you, and I like you, and I'm not attacking you. But I'm putting.
That's
I am
okay.
Kind of,
I, you know, I don't
all right,
know
but
anything.
I am kind of, but I am going to put you on the spot a bit.
Okay.
Has there been a conspiracy theory that has come across, that has come down the pike, that you don't believe?
Well, let me ask you this way. According to Black's Law Dictionary, conspiracy is a point in law. And we have got criminals that organize.
Let's take the word conspiracy theory out of it, since you want to do that. And I appreciate your intellect, and I respect you. But has there been something that has been put out there that's? Let me tell you what I did the other day.
Now wait a minute.
I went on one of these little conservative shut
men
this.
Stop and tell
I
me what you know, because first of all, you was getting ready to lay the question
out. Is there anything out there that gets put
you're
into the? Into the public domain or on the internet that you don't believe, and for lack of a better term, I'm going to call it a conspiracy theory. Is there anything out
well,
there?
Okay, well, I get it. You're implying that everything I read on the internet I believe. No, that's not correct.
Well, tell me one that you don't believe.
There's too many. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. I examine information. I try to find credible resources, you know, and there's information out there, you have to be discerning. But I can't name you a list of things
right.
that were conspiracies that I don't
agree
see.
With you. I agree with
first
you
93% of the time. Wait a minute, because I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I believe in conspiracy analysts. You analyze the information you get. Some is disinformation, some is not.
Have you found, tell me when you debunked that like this.
I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head.
Let me ask Beasley a question.
Well, why don't we just
find
something?
Excuse me, one at a time, please.
Antoinette, is my volume okay?
Y'all have mentioned about chemtrails. You mentioned about Carnicom. I want to know about chemtrails. People don't really know about chemtrails. Go look
well,
at the movie. What in the water they sprang.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When the guy went around into Congress, he went to Washington and asked everybody, all these congressmen about chemtrails, geoengineering.
Hello.
None of them didn't want to talk about it. Or they didn't care.
Hello?
You know what?
And just a moment, someone's speaking, and you'll get a chance.
Why in the world are they? That's even more devastating.
Yeah,
Yeah, you go to your own Congress, you go to Capitol Hill, and you ask these congressmen this about geoengineering and chemtrails, and they don't even want to talk about it, or I don't know about that, and they just keep on walking.
Hello?
Just a moment. Yes, who is speaking, please?
This is Jay. How you doing?
Hello, Jay.
All right. I just wanted to say, I seen a documentary about 5 years ago. And actually, it wasn't even a documentary. It was something on Discovery Channel. And these guys was going out with these guys that was flying up they was doing experiments, and they was spraying because they was trying to figure out how they was basically, what the whole thing was about, how they can, you know, all the weather, hurricanes and things of that nature. So they was trying to figure out a way how to start working with molecules. For what I seen in the Discovery Channel, they showed when they was in the plane, they explained what they was going to do, and they basically flew over this area, and it was over the clouds, and they sprayed something. And in that area, it was supposed to be a drought. So they started spraying in these clouds, and it was some molecules. I don't remember what it was, but it made the clouds start raining, right? So what they was doing was they also was speaking all the way back how they was doing experiments to the days of Vietnam with the H in orange and things of that nature. And I think I mentioned this maybe more than once. There was a time in Vietnam when they started spraying this chemical besides Agent Orange, where it rained, I believe, for several weeks, and that's how America was trying to get advance on the war, which didn't work because they was underground, but they was trying to basically, being it was jungle, they had sprayed this, aside from Agent Orange, that made it rain for weeks in Vietnam. And you could do the research. I don't know where you probably, but I know for sure it was the Discovery Channel. And it had to do with, you know, they was trying to figure out how they can, manipulate the clouds to make it rain in certain areas and then to stop it from raining. But what they was doing, the actual experiment, they showed how they was actually making it rain by spraying these molecules. I don't know what it was, if they call it chemtrails or nothing, but they said it was definitely something that was
short. It's a multi-purpose
That's
weapon.
Not the same thing. What's this in here, what they call chemtrails,
y'all,
is to create a plasma to bounce the harp signals off of.
Listen.
Can't hear it, Ron.
No.
Can't hear it, Ron.
What?
You can't hear.
That's
you
better.
Hear?
Yeah, that's better.
With earnings getting food stamps has more than tripled in
it's
2011,
up,
reaching nearly 6.4 million. Critics say the program, known as SNAP, has gotten too big and too expensive. They want to restrict the program's eligibility, cutting about 4 million people from the rolls. When unemployment declines, the number of food stamp recipients still increases. Defenders say it's big because the need is big.
The program's grown because we had the most severe economic downturn since the Depression.
For Sarah Moore, a three-time cancer survivor, food stamps mean she can afford fresh fruits and vegetables.
I won't say I'd starve to death, but boy, would I be in trouble.
Back at the church food pantry, Pastor Sandra Gillespie can't imagine what will happen if the program is reduced.
If that's going to be the problem, our numbers are going to go through the roof, and I just don't know if we'll be able to meet the need.
As millions of Americans could find it hard to put food on the table. Johnny on NBC News Chicago.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, Ron, it was hard to hear that because somebody else is playing something. Hear that?
But I just wanted to, can you guys hear me? Or am I muted?
Yeah.
No. Is that, where is that coming from, Ron? Do you hear?
That's not me. I'm about to mute myself right now.
Yeah, I can tell it wasn't you, N2K. I don't know who it is.
I found it.
I just.
Yeah,
I
see, when you were playing the clip, that started playing too.
I just wanted to ask the panel a question, because we're always faced with this catchphrase, or not even a catchphrase, it's a catch word. Or let me use the word and the phrase, conspiracy, i.e. the word, conspiracy theory, vis-a-vis catchphrase. Now, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and critical thinking?
Conspiracy theory is a term that George W. Bush used to fool everybody when he was lying about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That's the difference I see. Critical thinking is when you examine information, you try to check your resources, and sometimes you make mistakes, but hey, you can't prove any of it anyway, but you take in enough information that from credible sources that either you discern that there's something to it or it's disinformation.
Okay. Anybody else?
Right.
Anybody else?
She did a great job.
Yes.
And Mr. Beasley, I want to say something to you. I've listened to Earl Nightingale. I read about the Carnegie Foundation. I read all that positive thinking stuff. I even got into the New Age stuff until I found out it was all published by Lucifer's Trust, known today as Lucas Trust, and was put out there for us to shape our minds the same purpose that they do on the news.
Are you talking about Alice Bailey?
No, I'm not talking about no Alice Bailey. I'm saying that Mr. Beasley
is a
reader.
Michael Hood. Let her finish.
I'm listening to you.
I'm not putting those things down. I learned a lot of good things from that, and I do believe in positive thinking. You know, I have hope that humanity is going to make it through this. But I find that often when you bring this kind of information, it upsets people, because especially those people who are focused on positive thinking. But see, I just believe that, you know, you can think positive, but if you stand in the middle of the highway, a truck's going to run you over and flatten you like a pancake. When you walk across the street, you need to look both ways. You can't just look on the right side, the positive side, because we live in a world that is very negative and very evil right now.
Well, can I
it always
that?
Has been.
Well, sometimes if you've been there and been to that point, that you were that way at one time, and you stopped it, and then you hear somebody else come along and do the same thing where you've been, and you change because you used to be that way, sometimes it's like some of that stuff will like almost run you crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy, but can you be a little bit more
saying that? No, I'm saying this is nothing new to me. 20 years ago, I used to be exactly like the research and this and so and so and said, and this is going to do this and this is going to do that. Until you got to a point where you have got to cut sometimes.
You got to do what?
You just
there's feedback. I'm sorry, Maze. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I say you got to cut it loose sometimes because some people
have already been there.
I mean,
but you know why? Am I coming off like I'm crazy or something?
No, I didn't say you was crazy.
I agree with you, man.
I'm just wondering, you know. I mean, you know, because
instead of talking about solutions all the time,
I tried to do that yesterday, last night.
Talk about solutions.
I mean, what I'm saying is, it's a solution to some of this because some people have already been where, been to the point.
Sometimes people complain about stuff and it's new. There's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing new to
go on, but you can share how you're transitioning and changing in your life. If you're not saying anything about how you're changing and transitioning in your life, you're really complaining about a new point. I mean,
I'm not complaining. I'm just sharing information.
Yes, I'm saying you're sharing your information, but you're sharing it to people.
And it's so negative and it's mute. You're not coming with a solution on how you have overcome.
You know what?
Because
nobody really has a solution.
No, it's not about the solution.
How do you have a solution with
there is no solution?
I know where that's coming from.
It's like I've been there, done that, and I'm hearing it all over again. Some people. I mean, to the things that she's telling now, some people have already been there, and they've crossed that bridge. So now they're going to the solution part. And not that they're not getting upset, but it's just like we've heard this. It's nothing new.
So all of you all heard it.
Well, you know
some
what? I guess a lot of it is nothing new, but it does seem like there's a, like it's speeded up. There's more
like
things happening all at once.
I agree.
And it's more noticeable. And a lot of people are talking about stuff
like
this.
I'm saying, what I'm saying is like the depression. How did some of those people get through that?
It's back at the same.
I said that they got through it because it was still an agricultural society. Many people still lived on the land, and they weren't affected by it. You know, there's a book called
What about the people in the cities, though?
From agricultural society to industrial society, and how many people were affected when the change came when they industrialized. It shook up the agricultural society. Because many people left the farms and went into the city. Now we're in the information age, and it's shaking up society again. That's what's going on.
Well, I'm saying a lot of people didn't want to stop riding their horse and buggies, but they got in the cars, and now they enjoy it.
Well, I didn't say anything about that. All I know is you can stick your head in the sand, but your ass is...
They were thinking the end of the world was coming in.
Go ahead and say it. You sound like my grandmother.
See, I'm telling you, my uncle was 102 years old. I know what I'm trying to tell you. He was right there. If I'm the same
well,
way
I don't know what
back there,
like. I don't know.
Like,
you sounds like to me you stereotyping. Like
all
I said, all this great stuff came from Lucifer Trust, published in New York City, and the same place the LSD came from.
Stuff.
So you know, people.
Earl
Nightingale
don't have anything to do with anything.
But you know what rules the world? Ideas rule the world. And
man,
they put them out here
the
for
world.
Us.
That's who runs the world.
And sister. Sister Agonia, I think the book,
remember
the book
that.
Sister.
All y'all remember
some
that
people,
on top of that pyramid.
Some
only one man
panic,
on top of that pyramid,
panic.
And it's Lucifer.
Sister,
some people panic from things.
Sister Agonia,
I think
the book you were talking about is the antebellum South.
New Age.
No, it wasn't that book. It wasn't a history. Well, it was sort of a history book, but it was.
Well, the antebellum
South
is about the transformation from the agrarian age to the industrial age.
It was called the Sovereign Society.
Okay.
That's the name of the
21st, 2012.
Okay.
The Mayans, December 21st, 2012 is the New Age. It started the New Age. They never talk about the world
age,
going.
The New Age is
serious. Where you supposed to know?
The New Age is a process. It didn't start in one day. It didn't start in one day.
But some people have processed. Some people have saved their seeds.
Going on for 40 years.
Can I explain something? Some people save their seeds. They save their soil, and no air gets on it, or no nothing get on it, and they know how to purify it. They do different things like for their water.
Some of us don't have any soil.
That's
either
what they
you
do.
Choose Lucifer or you choose God. Is which one you going to choose?
Who?
You. Or anybody on this line that's listening,
you
going to choose
do you
Lucifer?
Choose, if you're choosing
you
God, you shouldn't be.
Choose
you know, that's
let
a,
me
that's
answer
a,
your question for you
a,
right quick. Like, if you're choosing God, you shouldn't be worried about the evil deeds that's out here anyway. That's how that
goes. What do you mean? You're still being
if you choose Lucifer, you got
right
fear. If you choose Lucifer, you got fear within you. Don't you?
No. See, it's not about fear. See, Lucifer is about knowledge. All he has is knowledge. And the people that really is up in the hierarchy, the banksters and everything that's fucking up, everything that's going on, both ways, so many multi-ways, is Lucifer. And these people answer to Lucifer.
And Lucifer will get Lucifer has been taken care of before and shall be taken care of.
He gives the knowledge to the true rights of.
So you asked me a question that I just told you.
You said what is fear?
It's all about your belief, huh?
I mean, it's not about belief. I mean,
no, you asked me if I believe in Lucifer or did I believe in God. So I just told you.
Believe in the darkness. I mean, it's very simple, man.
If you believe in the darkness, if you believe in the darkness,
it's good
and
evil. You know in your heart if you're doing good.
If you believe in the darkness, you are afraid of the good.
It's simple.
You can believe it. He loves you, but you can't prove it.
What do you say?
And Sister Agonia, what you were talking about the Luciferian trust, when you were talking about the Lucifer. I'm sorry.
And what did
Lucifer
you say?
Can use love too. He can bring love too to your heart.
I'm not talking about the love. I'm talking about
knowledge.
Who you trust.
He can make you see things like you won't even understand. You'll be like, you'll feel the passion the way he has, man. Don't just.
You
don't,
feel the passion if you
like
believe in what
that.
He's in front of you.
He is a high power in this world right now.
Yes, a high power in this world, and a whole lot of people following it. And a whole lot of people are not.
That's
why they are not worried about these early.
He gave you free will.
That's why they're not worried about these early goods.
If you choose to go with Lucifer, you choose to go with him. It's all free will. If you choose to go with God,
so you ask me, so I tell you.
All love and nothing evil, then you go with him.
Well, that's right. So where does all love and evil, that's when you're
here. Where does Satan fit in here between Lucifer and God?
Lucifer is Satan. That's, but he has two sides. He has the side of loving light, then he has his evil side.
But before y'all get into that,
and that's where people won't agree.
Because y'all about to get real deep into that, I just wanted to address something real short, and then y'all can continue on with what you're doing. When you mentioned the Lucifer Trust, Sister Ngonya, that goes back to Helena Blavatsky, who
mm-hmm.
is
a writer.
And if you go back to the 1800s, because I have two of her works. One is Isis Unveiled. The other one is The Secret Doctrine. And she actually was funded to start the Lucis Trust. And when Michael Hood brought up Alice Bailey, she took over after that because it became a publishing company for New Age thoughts, what we call
mm-hmm.
today New Age religion.
Right.
But you forgot one thing. Madame Blavatsky's organization was infiltrated by Nazis.
Yes, most definitely. But she was a predecessor to Nazism because at that time Germany was called Prussia, which is now called modern day Germany. That's where the United States actually gets its educational system from, which is
where they fragmented every subject instead of teaching critical thinking.
Exactly. And that's all I wanted to interject. That's all I want to interject. So now y'all can go off that deep end with that stuff y'all was talking about.
And N2K, what you said about them two ladies, they had a lot of influence on the UN, the United Nations. They had a lot of influence on that. A lot of people know who the founders of the UN is, are the true founders.
Rockefeller.
No, it ain't the Rockefellers. No. Rockefeller. They're not.
I know Rockefeller. Functionary for higher people. Who do you say it is?
He's talking about secret societies.
Oh, okay.
McDonald's. No, I mean it's sub corporate and it's sub families. There's more families, and these families bicker against each other. Ain't like they're all together as one. No, they're vying and fighting against each other. Who is going to run the world?
Well, you know what, brother? I was listening to Karen Hudis. Antoinette introduced me to that lady. She's an attorney that used to work for the World Bank.
Right,
and what she's saying now is, no, they are not fighting. They're all in agreement.
Yes, they are.
Oh, no. I mean,
all working together. She said there are 42,000 corporations. She said they have a very small number of people that are all sitting on the boards of these corporations that are all making the decisions for over 42,000 corporations. And so they put it out there for us to think that they're fighting, but they're all working together.
It's sort of like
management and the unions in bed together, just like government and finance in the bed together. Those higher-ups are working together, too.
One higher-up don't have the same amount of money, and one don't want the other one to get. That's why America and all the other different countries are having a bickering over who needs to be in control.
I was speaking about the World Bank, the IMF, at that level, the corporations are all tied into that system because they're sub-corporations of the mother corporation. And according to this lady who's got a Harvard degree and worked in the World Bank for 21 years, I'm just telling you what she said. I don't claim to know. I'm just saying what she said. That's all.
Okay, I'm saying what I see. You got two different people up at the 1%. You got one side on the Democrat. And you got one side on the Republican. Are they working together or are they clashing against each other?
Man.
Same, different wings.
To have people still think that they can go vote and have an impact on what's going on in this world. They keep that game out there so you can say, well, if the Republicans,
I
did not say that. I said they're divided with their money. Because you got one side,
It keeps people divided. It keeps them on separate polls.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps them debating and arguing. You want to know the funny thing? When I go to troll those conservative rooms, Yeah, I do that. They're saying some of the same things.
Same thing.
A lot
yeah.
of the smarter people on there, they're talking the same stuff. They're just on the late freight, you know. A lot of this stuff has been a lot of this information, you know, I've absorbed 10, 15 years ago. You know, particularly when Bush came into power, you started.
Beasley, this information is thousands of years old.
It all depends on what
yeah.
information you're talking
this
about.
Is not
you
new.
You don't know
this
what
is not new.
You don't know exactly what
and
I was
some
referring
people
to.
Just find out
no,
about
no, I'm not saying that I know what you're referring to, but when you say this
we cover
information,
a lot of, we cover a lot of stuff.
Right.
What saying the information just now came out. It's been around for thousands of years, but now it's finally trying to come to the
thank
surface.
You. That's,
no,
that's all
new,
I was saying.
But some of the, yeah, right.
No, it's
the structures
it's
and
only,
secret societies,
you know,
but some of the developments that have happened.
Can I tell y'all who this new to? It's people that haven't been into politics or haven't been noticing. That's who it's new to.
To my politics?
No, this information.
You know what it is? I found with them conservative folks, they're talking the same stuff. They're
yeah.
talking about the banksters. They're talking about the Democrats or Republican that they're through with each of them. They don't make any sense. Some of them, okay? Some of them are caught up on other stuff. But a lot of them are. That's the theme that I'm saying.
Okay,
well,
okay.
All I'm saying is
Beasley.
This. They didn't become aware of any of this until Obama became in office.
Okay,
when
Beasley.
Was in office, they weren't
let's do this. Let's
wait
do
a
this.
Minute.
Let's,
wait a
let's
minute.
Break
let
down.
Me finish this thought, please.
I'm sorry.
Let N2K go. He likes to attack me.
No, I'm not attacking
no,
you,
Beasley.
You've been picking on
me all
day long.
Why
we'll be good.
Here's what I wanted to say to Beasley. Okay, let's attack the word conservative etymology.
I'm just using that as a description, man. Don't do this etymology
standpoint.
Thing with me. You know who I was talking about.
What does it mean to be a conservative?
You don't want to roll times backwards.
Hello? Can we change it to
no,
the
no, you brought a conservative. I didn't. I didn't
conservative
bring
the
right
you to keep the conservative
Republicans
right
and Democrats
the,
and conservatives and liberals, you're talking about the left-right paradigm, which is a farce.
Right.
Exactly.
But by definition, conservative wants to keep the status quo, and progressive wants to have change.
Democrat.
Okay. Here's my
definition.
Liberals are really communists.
Look, folks, hey, chill out a little bit here, man. Everybody's walking on each other again. Don't make internet give that speech again, kids. Everybody calm down.
right.
Everybody has an opinion, and everybody's opinion is different.
Okay, the happy hour senior moment is on right now. We're in overtime.
Are you going to keep on with this senior moment here, Ron? See, Ron's saying that because he's still in his 40s.
No, Ron's saying that because his ass is getting old, and he's realizing what it's like to get old.
Well, there's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with
and
a senior moment.
That's all.
The other day, I was at the New Walker lot. I was at the New Walker lot yesterday looking. You know,
and even with me saying that, Ron is younger than me.
Yeah.
I went
home with
my
friend. There you
have it.
Like.
So there you
have
it.
He's the baby of the group, so he got to pick
you.
On us. He got to pick on his elders.
I was looking at the youth model, Walker.
He throwing salt on the snails. You ever threw salt? You ever threw salt on a snail?
You melt them up; they bubble up.
Walker here was going by a little old lady. She only walked to the car and then to the nursing home. That's all she ever did with that Walker. So it's got low miles, and you know, I think you get a lot of good
got
years
low miles,
out of it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Then I'm going to go to the hub around. Electric mobility cart store and shop around for that what model I want type paint job, wheels, tires, air, CD player, CD changer, you know, and lumbar chair.
You kidding it out, huh? You kidding it out. You're getting rims, valve system, everything.
He's anxious to get in a wheelchair.
I got till the 30th, the government shuts down. No, the government shuts down on the 30th, man. I got to get it now. I got to get mine now.
See, Ron, he already got a new business idea. Get out the wheelchair. Get it out.
We're gonna be like, are we gonna be like Cuba, yeah, where we don't let out, where we don't let China products into America?
No.
That would be nice,
China,
but they don't
China
own
has
that.
All of
we
our,
can't take away
China has all of our capital reserves. We can't do
and then
that.
Then you really won't be eating no. then.
No, what China has in 2K is a whole lot of IOU notes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Capital reserves. Same thing.
It's not real.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They have the capital reserves. You want to call it IOUs? Okay, I'll appease
you. I guess
IOUs.
But
really what's going to happen in America is going to be total chaos. So you better know how to
nobody
shoot.
Nobody knows.
If you want a gun,
nobody
you
has
know
a
how to
get
the ball. This might,
you better
know how to
excuse me. Excuse me, y'all.
Excuse me, folks.
Okay,
me
one at
I
a time. An and every time Beasley opens up his mouth, and someone jumps
right.
in and they...
They're always
they
picking
get it,
on
get,
me. N2K. N2K.
Crack with a stick. Get him with a stick.
Yes, sir.
But I do have an
yes,
announcement
sir.
To make. At this time of the night, on the air on the Ron Rex show on BTR, we're going to have the organic moment. And I'm going to teach you how to grow things a little bit for 1 minute.
I
60 seconds,
cool.
I'm going to teach you how to grow a lot of things. Here's what we do. Here's what you need to survive when you're really out in a real bad world, when there ain't no more money, when there ain't no more nothing, no more, you need to survive. You need to learn how to grow rice and peas. There are the two things you need. Most important thing to survive is rice and peas. I know it sounds like
arroz con
dulce, but here's the deal: rice and peas can give you the
Indians
protein
been living
to stay
on rice
alive
and peas for years.
Well, they're both starches.
Yep.
You need a
Jay know what I'm talking about? Arroz con dulce.
Right, but that's what you need. And that was a organic
Ron,
moment on the Ron Rex show. So grow your
well. How do you
Ron,
grow it, Ron?
Ron, you have to do a show.
You put it in a bucket
where
and you plant it. That's how you grow it.
What's that?
Where you're actually doing this, you know, telling people exactly how to do it step by step. You're going to have to plan that out each thing.
Right.
You may have to do a couple
to
shows
that
on that.
Right.
Antoinette.
Right.
Yes.
Grow
exactly.
your rice and peas.
I need some salmon.
I didn't know that we could grow rice here. I don't know, because peas is a starch.
I wouldn't rather
peas
have
are
peas
a
is
vegetable.
Nothing but sugar. Yeah, but
peas
it's still
are,
a
peas
starch.
Peas are not a starch.
Yeah,
no,
they are. They're sweet. Any vegetable that's
peas
sweet.
Is, pea soup is good.
The peas are
protein. Peas are a starch, though. Look it up.
Peas
and
are
peas,
protein.
Peas is considered
and
as a starch.
I guess.
It's protein, too.
But it's considered
it's
as a
starch
stuff.
It's the protein you need. It's survived.
I can't
live
grow no
very
rice.
Good
I don't
that.
Eat rice, so that was one thing. I don't eat rice, so I won't be growing any of that.
You don't eat rice at all?
No.
Well, then the only thing
you
eat is
don't
peas.
Like it?
Yes.
Okay.
I cook rice, but I don't eat it.
Well,
what about
I love rice.
Sun-dried peas? Like when you know that I see like in the organic stores now they
yeah,
sun-dried vegetables, right?
That's what
for
he said. He says, hey, grow them and they dry out and you put them
you
and
want
save
rice
them.
And dried, right, dried peas and rice.
Yeah.
That will be what your ticket out will be.
I think that's
you can survive for a long time. That.
We need that type of food in our system.
There's nothing else you got that. Cat brain water. Don't
well, I'll
food.
Have to
toilet
learn how to eat beans
because
I don't eat beans.
Beans. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never
if
ate
need,
beans,
if
so
need, like,
I have to learn.
You
haven't
life.
Had no good beans cooked.
You eat you
I never
eat them.
Ate them. They never looked right to me, so I always...
Oh, my God.
You know how you eat beans? Internet?
Oh,
no. Stop being a smart ass. You eat them just like you put it, everything else.
Mm.
Just put them in your mouth and chew.
Yeah, but do they taste good? Just,
oh, my
just
God.
Never
black
look right.
beans? You don't never have white northern beans? What about some red beans and rice?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Ew, they never looked right. I cooked them before, but
you ever
no.
ate pigeon peas with yellow rice?
Pigeon
nope.
peas and yellow rice.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
Man, arroz con dulce. Jay, stop playing with these people.
And some
stop
blanca.
Playing. Arroz con dulce.
No beans at all.
You're right
you
there
got
in Delaware.
You ever ate black rice? Black rice?
And when...
I haven't.
I
there's another one for you. When you are
God.
Surviving in the
you
winter,
are
when you are when you're in survival mode in the winter and there is snow on the ground, do not eat the yellow snow.
Oh,
ew, who would do
yeah.
that?
Hell.
It's called an icy.
And it's not limited to flavor.
Yellow
okay.
snow. Yeah, shoot, you know what that yellow is.
It's called pineapple icy.
They used to make ice cream with
salt. There you go.
I wouldn't do it anymore, Maze.
You
used to be able to do that. I wouldn't trust that anymore.
No.
Hey, that sparkly aluminum chemtrail stuff looks great in the ice cream nowadays. Kids love the look.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of an animal going to the bathroom there, and that's the reason why it was yellow.
Well, yeah, that's we're on a different subject already. We done passed you up on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
yellow,
sorry,
yeah.
I was late.
Is Cynthia
did
still
you ever hear that
line?
Song, Watch Out Where the Huskies Go and Don't You Get Yellow Snow?
No, never heard that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Is Cynthia still on the line?
I'll play it some night.
Cynthia,
okay. Oh, hello,
I don't
Cynthia.
Know. I'm
I didn't
at the
even
board.
Know you were here, dear. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
She'd be laying in the cut, man. She's like a snake in the grass.
No, she's chilling. Watching
she like
listening.
A snake in the grass.
She just gives her opinion and she just
waiting
like
for dinner.
You want to say it again? Whatever she has to say.
How was your day, Cynthia?
Maze.
What
you doing up this late at night, May?
What do you mean? What am I doing up late at night?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
I get to choose when I want to stay up.
It's so
what's
easy
wrong
to
with
mess
that?
With me.
You know what's
so
crazy? You know how
always
say you sound like like the comedian, right?
Today. What?
I always say you sound like the comedian Cheryl Underwood. She's on a daytime talk show now.
Yeah,
is she?
Yeah.
She is funny though. She's off the hook.
That's
you remind
nice.
Me. You even got like that type of energy like her.
Well, at least you're saying something good about me.
She's one of my favorite actors. She's one of the most underrated comedians to me. I think she should be on the forefront. Like she
can
really
be pretty
funny.
Raunchy sometimes too.
No, but
Maze,
she's funny.
Well, I don't
like
care
her.
What they say about you, Maze. You the
eventually
ball.
She will make it there.
No, she is. She's on daytime TV right now. That's the best shit. She bypassed comedy.
What part of the country
She's fast comedy.
What part of the country do you live in? Well, she's also high up in the Zeta sorority.
Maze, I don't care what they say about you. In my eyes, you are the mom.
Yes.
As is Antoinette.
What
as
part
is
of the country do you live in, Maze?
I know
I
the government
Ohio.
Says.
Thank
Ohio?
You.
Yeah. Off with your
okay,
head.
I didn't know. Are you up by Cleveland?
Dayton.
Okay, you got too much sense to be from the Cleveland area. There's some crazy people there. I think
whole
area
crazy.
Is
crazy. It's crazier people in Dayton.
Well, Dayton is hood. I know that, but
well,
I'm talking
crazy
about
people
real.
all over the country. And
that's
they don't
that's
have
right.
a lot of sense.
I'm
all
from California.
Country.
I'm from the capital.
Yeah,
I'm from the capital of crazy people. So I mean,
that's
I'm
why
not.
I say you better know how to survive. The grocery stores will be empty in 3 days.
You
better know how to survive.
Michael, I'm start calling you Mr. Doom and Gloom.
It'll never
well,
work.
I mean, it's the truth, though.
It's over.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
it's not the truth, but sometimes
you
got to.
Stock enough for 72 hours.
Sometimes you got to add sugar to the poison.
I mean,
just to make it taste good.
This is something serious. This is an end game. You got to be ready.
Well, I think everybody has opinions, and they should get along. They shouldn't get upset with each other. And
I mean,
you know,
no, I agree.
The
power just shuts off for 3 months straight. No power for 3 months straight. People will start acting crazy. How can
somehow
you tell
people?
Not everybody.
Wouldn't even Mike.
I mean,
Mike, it wouldn't
some
take. It wouldn't take 3 months. It would
Mike.
Take probably about 72 hours.
That's
well,
what I heard. That
let
all
me
that
ask y'all something.
The grocery store that it can be
some
gone
people
in, that,
are prepared
that it can be gone
to not
in 3 days.
Have y'all ever heard
some
of a lady?
Some people will be scared. You'll be a person that's so good, you ain't did nothing in your heart, you never killed nobody in life, but somebody ran up, just walked up to you just to talk to you. That person might just shoot that person.
You
just
play
so
too many video games, man.
Yeah,
you play too many video games, right?
What if it's somebody prepared? Let me ask
y'all
something.
You don't know what they can do. First,
can
come up kind of, and when you walk up to you, they'll get a gun and knock you out.
Hello.
Antoinette wants to ask a question. The lady in the house.
I have an idea for you, people that's scared. They're going to put you in the dark. You know those soda lights that you stick outside in the ground? And if it's a storm and your lights go out, you can bring them in the house during the nighttime and put them back outside for the solo to light it back up through the day, and then you put it back in your house at night. You don't have to be in the dark.
Well, you know what, Maze? If it goes down, Maze, if it goes down and it gets too crazy, I'm coming to Dayton, Ohio, and I'm going to be asking people on the street, do you know who Maze is? And, yeah, I'm going
to
find
you. If you got a fireplace,
I think I'm
going
to make my way to where Ron is. He sounds like he's got it all together and everything, and I'm sure he could use a nice little field hand.
Because I need a plan B.
Well, you need to find a plan with
We'll work.
No, I got plan A. I need plan B, and then I need a plan C to fall back on.
People need
two that don't work.
Plan C is getting out of the
but
city.
But check this out.
That's
check
plan
it, I'll
tell
C. You, I got it set up.
Can I ask
I got
a question?
I got it plan A to Z. A to Z is my plan game. Anything that fails out here, I got enough equipment to fix it real quick. That's what I like about
okay,
it.
Okay, well, Ron is playing for me. Electric.
Ron, do you have spring water?
No, I have an artesian well.
He has purified water.
Okay.
He has purified water.
What's an artesian well?
Yeah, artesian.
What's
right
an
in a ruby
well?
Out.
Look up artesia.
Easily. Look up artesian.
Real simple.
Right.
I can do that.
Very
oh,
pure. Very
simple.
Pure water. It's more
okay,
pure
can
water.
I ask the question, y'all? Now,
yes,
they have that,
I live
thank you. They have that drill that they say is supposed to happen, what is it, November 13th and 14th, the 2 days where they're
well,
supposed
FEMA
to shut down. Pardon me?
Oh, just FEMA Region 3, where you at, Antoinette?
No, that's not what I was talking about.
That's,
where
that's
they were shutting down the grid for the country.
They can't.
And Mexico and Canada. Where they're shutting down the grid, they're cutting off the electric and everything else for those 2 days. So,
you believe
don't
that?
You think that's, pardon me?
You believe that?
I believe anything is possible these days.
I believe anything is possible, but I just don't know that I believe that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's true that it's not. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I look at, honestly and truly, Beasley, is that they're saying that, you know, they're doing it in case of a cyber attack so they can see how people will react. And what I've been watching for is keywords now on the television and, you know, different things is when how many times do they say this was a cyber attack, that was a cyber attack. And I'm watching those things and I'm, you know, it's like,
oh,
okay.
That's happening.
I mean, it might be a great thing if everything went out in 2 days. Maybe people could think and regroup.
Well, but then look at the chaos. Can you imagine the chaos when people find out that, you know, they can't get to the market? Lord, can you imagine? I'm a smoker. Now, can you imagine me without cigarettes?
Well, you
and then when you look at people on prescription meds,
cigarettes
and everything else, and the stores are closed and they can't get in there, you know, people that have habits and everything else.
Well,
Antoinette, what do you need to do? You need to get your tobacco
that you can roll.
Yeah, I'm going to
always
invest
in
that.
On the spats, just in case if they go out for 2 days, and you can roll your
I'm
going to
invest in that.
Mm-hmm, do that, and you'll be just fine.
You got a week to do it.
Got a week, right?
Yeah,
you got
well, they say 13th and 14th, but... You know, that's why I said, you know, I mean.
I'm talking the 30th, the government shuts down. Money stops.
Yeah, see, and that's going to be a mess, too.
And Ron, we already talked about that.
But they say that every year. Every year when it comes time for the budget, they
I know.
Use that as
I'm
their.
I'm just throwing some fear factor out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me, can Sister Agonia speak, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Somebody got some background noise also.
Yeah, somebody got their TV on.
That sounds like somebody having a conversation.
That
sounds
like a television to me.
I found them.
Sister Agonia?
I don't...
Thank you, Ron. Sister
I was going to ask. I was going to ask because I know a lot of times when I do online banking, I've had... Several times when I can't get in because they'll say, you know, technical problems or whatever, but the lady at the bank told me they had cyber attack on PNC Bank. And I think that if they do this, it'll be because of the currency problem, and this will be a way, just like they did with the towers, to, you know, they said there was a lot of, securities and financial instruments that were stored in the towers. Well, this taking down of the power grid would be a way for them to get rid of a certain evidence that they don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree.
Exactly.
Okay, folks,
we
are down to...
That's the beauty of high technology.
No, everybody, there she goes again with her conspiracy theories.
Ah, Sister Goni, I was not going to say that.
She's not talking about you.
If she knows I'm not talking about her.
That's the thing for people that's going to be panicking. Drill it. Just get used to doing it. And when it happens, it won't bother you. Because I went to my house and I visited her for 3 days. I had nothing but a radio. No computer, no phone, no TV, no nothing. And it was the most relaxing thing I ever heard.
Yeah, so someone please turn off their television or mute your phone.
Sometimes the mind needs to be cleansed, and then if you practice for things, you will be ready.
It's
that
not sometimes,
so
Maze. It's not sometimes. The mind always needs to be cleansed on a daily basis.
But some people don't
okay,
do that.
Okay, folks, listen up, please. We're down to 10 minutes. It sounds like it's only a couple of us on the phone, so I want
to
give everyone a two. Okay, but just a moment, Beasley.
Beasley
want to see some drama. He want to see some fireworks.
Okay,
he want to see some excitement.
Excuse me, folks. Excuse me, please. I want to give everyone 2 minutes to give a closing statement, and let's try to end tonight on good thoughts.
All right.
Yes, a positive note. Thank you, Beasley. And since you said it, how about if you go first?
I enjoy these conversations, and that's about it. I enjoy these conversations. I learn things. I get a chance to express myself, and it's a good thing.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you, and we're glad that you get to express
yourself. Not everybody feels that way, but it's okay, Internet. I can take it.
No, well, I do.
You
so
do.
I
You're a sweetheart, though.
I appreciate you.
You get along with just about everybody.
I have some that I don't, trust me.
Right, right. Tell me who they are.
Anyway, they're not worth it.
No, they want to go.
Okay. Maze, would you like to give yours, please?
Yes. Sometimes you have to, how you put it, sometimes you have to clear the mind, clear the body and the soul, and come back down to earth, because the earthly things are going to be here just a little while. And if you lose them, don't lose your mind just because you lost them, because it wasn't meant for you anyway. And if you do all of that, you will always be happy.
Thank you.
That's it.
That is so true. I appreciate that one, too. And I appreciate you. You know I love you.
Yes, I love
for
everybody.
A lot of years.
Even though it gets into a song, everybody calm down and everything gets to be all right.
Yes. Jay, I know are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you want to give me your 2 minutes?
Well, it's shorter than 2 minutes, I guess self-sufficiency, you know, basics. I would just keep saying, repeating it, learning how to be self-sufficient from learning how to grow your own basic food, whether you're in an urban community or suburban, you know, from a plant to if you got land, you know, try to be as independent as possible, electricity, if you can go solar or grid, go off the grid, and, you know, peace and good health to everybody. Hopefully, you know, less war, less death on earth.
Thank you very much, and you're very much appreciated also. N2K, then Sister Agonia, then Cynthia, then Ron.
I just like to say that I really love these shows. I think it gives people a voice. and it allows people to express what they're feeling and what they're thinking, and that's something that's very important, regardless of whether we agree or disagree. That's really not even the whole matter of it all. It's just the fact that we can exchange ideas and we can take things from each other, because in spite of what I might say or what I think, I hear things that people say and I take things from it, whether I tell you or not. And just for all the people who are listening, yeah, you've enriched my lives, whether we get along or not. That's immaterial. The fact of the matter is that I'm very thankful for the fact that I can engage with people and be a part of a community, whether it be Blog Talk Radio, whatever the case may be, where we share ideas and we fight and we don't get along, and then there's times where we come together. So we're acting just like a family. So in other words, whether you like it or not, if you're on Ron Rex show, if you're on Perry show, whatever show you go to, that's an extension of your family. Get used to it. And I just want to say that I love everybody. And, yeah, I come on these shows. Sometimes I'm whack. Sometimes I'm on track. That's just the human element. We don't get it right all the time, every time. But the fact of the matter is when you have love in your heart and you're true to your spirit and the spirit of the earth, it's going to always be a good thing. And I'm done.
Well, thank you, N2K, and you know we appreciate you. We love you also. Sister Agonia.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just wanted to say that I've experienced living in what they call the third world, where I lived in a house, big three-bedroom house, that was empty for 9 months. I didn't have a refrigerator, no television, no computer, and I understand what it is to live close to the earth. When I went to the bank, you have to take a little plastic bag because the money was so worthless. When you came out of the bank, you had a whole bag full of their money. So I know what's coming, and I'm glad that I do know, and I've experienced a different way of life. So I don't really have fear about what's coming, but I'm joyful that I know what's coming, because I want to live in reality and not stick my head in the sand. So there's a saying here. It says, how would your life be different if you stop making negative judgmental assumptions about people you encounter? Let today be the day you look for the good in everyone you meet and respect their journey. That's all I have to say.
I like that. Thank you, Sister Agonia, and you know I love you.
Love you, too.
You've been my mentor for many a years. I just love you. Cynthia. Okay, no Cynthia. Ron?
Everybody's
yes,
gone,
ma'am.
Huh?
My turn?
Yes,
all
your
right,
turn,
everybody's
dear.
Done? Okay. All right. Well, hey, it has been fun all night, kids. I'm glad to see everybody here. Love each and every one of you coming tonight. I hope we learned a lot about what's going to happen, hopefully not in our near future, but that's who's to say. You know, we're not ones that can predict the future. We can, like, talk about it, maybe. But I'm glad to have everybody here, and, you know, it's been a great night, and I hope a better day tomorrow for everybody, which is another hour for me. So I get there. I know some of you are already there.
Well,
anyway, I want to thank each and every one of you.
4 minutes.
4 minutes is after midnight. Anyway. But anyway, Antoinette, you guys, you want to add to this, sweetie, before we run out of here?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for coming. You know, Ron and I truly appreciate each and every one of y'all. And, yes, sometimes we may over-talk each other. We may disagree with each other. But it's just wonderful that we're able to get together. And Ron had to play the music now.
No, I got it down low.
But,
you
know, truly through it all, you know, it's just been wonderful just being able to come together and just to share information and to end on a positive note where we're not ending with any unsaid words. So I would truly like to thank y'all for that.
Absolutely. Well, you all have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Somebody called you, Perry. I think it was Jay.
No, I said Perry is
Thanks,
next
Jay,
or what?
It, bro.
Oh, yes, honey, he is.
See you at Perry's. Let's see you
okay.
I'll see you there.
Okay, thank you all for coming. Have a good night.
Good night.
We'll see you out there.
You're afraid to take me, so you find yourself.